It's the Drew and Mike Show for Wednesday in another smooth sailing week here with yours truly, Mark, Brandon, two of the three of us in the DealsInTheD.com studios. I want to announce that tomorrow, Mr. Skin will be our guest to talk about the movie Skin, which we talked about yesterday. It's, if you like Skin, you'll like Skin's movie.
Yep. History of nudity in film.
I haven't even gotten to the 90s and 2000s yet. Have you gotten that far?
No, I have not, no. Uh-uh. I'm stuck in the 70s, man.
I did enjoy the 60s and 70s quite a bit. The 80s were good. It seems like nudity in any decade is pretty good, actually.
I don't know. There's a lot of bush back in the day.
You know what I wanted to look up, too? I was making notes furiously, like, look up so-and-so. You know, I have a whole list to look up on Skin. I think it was Brenda Vaccaro was in Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah.
And she's in a scene. There's not any massive nudity in that movie, but she is so gorgeous. I mean, I kind of missed her. She's older than me.
Is that the scene where John Voight demands to be paid? She's like, I'm not paying you. And he's like, that's why I'm here.
That is, I think her name is Alicia Miles.
Okay.
And that's a good scene, too.
It's a great scene.
Yeah.
That's a funny movie.
I think they show something in that, show boobs or something, maybe. Yeah. But Brenda Vaccaro, oh my God, is she beautiful?
I don't know about that.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking at? Are you looking at her now?
Look at that picture. She's all yours.
That's now. Midnight Cowboy is 1969.
Well,
will you look up her up on Mr. Skin?
No one's going to fight you for her.
69.
I don't want to or expect to be with her.
No, here she is with...
That's not in the cards.
Check this out.
Not with that attitude. What's that, Brandon? Who is that with her?
Babs, right?
Oh, God. You could hang out with Streisand.
Can you show the best Mr. Skin picture of her, please?
I'm looking at her.
I don't even know if she's been... She wasn't terribly naked in the movie, and she probably didn't even do a lot of that stuff, but I just saying, she was on my list, along with Uma. I didn't realize Uma had been so naked in so many movies. In fact, I think Skin gave her a 3.8.
On the skinometer?
Skinometer, which is a 4-point scale, so 3.8 is pretty good. I think she's in the Hall of Fame. And that was a tough year when she got in, too, because there were a lot of...
First ballot, baby.
There were a lot of people eligible that year.
You forget it.
Okay, let's start off the show the way we're supposed to start off the show, which is by reminding you that our Facebook Live is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Water, it's everywhere. Leaky sink, washing machine, behind your fridge, under your dishwasher. I've had all those, by the way. And then, of course, good old-fashioned flood, or good old-fashioned leak, or serious problems and possibly mold left behind, which they also deal with at 877-JOB-DONE or 877-JOB-DONE.com. Fire damage, storm damage. If your workplace or your work vehicles have a concern regarding COVID, which I think most people are concerned about it, at least in a place where a lot of people are, call Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877-JOB-DONE. Just put it on the fridge in the event of emergency.
Mm-hmm. If you ever forget it, too, it's linked on our site.
Yes. And we have...
Jeff over at Ursi pointed out that... I think he put it on Facebook that he wrote something about that time when you realize your ad is online between Dr. Roche and coffee, which I think all three of those things go well together, right?
Oh, absolutely. Death Wish Coffee's coming back on the show.
Yes, they will be back.
And it's been great to have the city of Royal Oak on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having an interesting conversation right before the show because I said, and this has been on my mind, a significant amount, but not really at the front of my mind. But then since the shooting in Kenosha, it's a horrible feeling that this country is just on the verge of blowing up. And I don't mean a nuclear bomb going off. I just mean really blowing up, because we've had a lot of blow-ups.
I feel like you should be speaking at a convention, either Democratic or Republican.
But they're not even talking about that. They're talking about what the other candidate will do. Because
the world's ending no matter who gets elected, apparently.
Yeah,
either democracy's over or it's just going to be just a total disaster.
Someone ran clips of the most dramatic things the Dems said last week, and then the most dramatic things that were said last night. And, of course, everyone is suggesting that if the other candidate wins, the United States will cease to exist, that the Republic is indeed in danger. Mm-hmm. I do not agree with that, because I don't think we're talking about the same thing. I'm talking about something, some event that just causes a chain reaction. People just feel like they have absolutely lost all hope. And Kenosha was a pretty good example, because so far, and I watched another video today where the second video, there's always a second video, isn't there?
Yeah.
Isn't there always a second video?
Oh, yeah, and a third and a fourth.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that it'll add
and then,
something.
And then 5 months later, there'll be another one.
The second video, and I can't even see it that well.
I haven't even seen the second video.
Did you see it, Brandon?
I saw that it was out, but I haven't had a chance to. It just said that there was a brawl, a scuffle prior to
it the appears
shooting.
That Jacob is scrapping with the two police, but it's hard. It's really hard to see, because I think they're sort of in a clump, almost like a scrum. And then all of a sudden, the white T-shirt starts walking towards the car. And, it's not enough to really make me feel any better about this. Not that I would ever feel good about it. I just can't find any reason in my wildest imagination as to why he needed to be shot. And to take it further, why he needed to be shot 7 times.
Yeah.
I just don't. And I'm sure. Well, he was hit 4 times. He was shot at 7 times.
Yeah.
How do
what
you
happened?
Miss?
That was point blank. How did you miss those?
I know. I that's kind of what I thought. I mean, that's a serious issue, shallow thought, but I think it's a good one. So it's so frustrating as someone who, you know, we all want better. I think this is going to fall in line with George Floyd, where there's really no one who says, hey, that was absolutely by the books. Well, I take it back. I'm sure someone will say that. Maybe a few people say it, but it was. It looks to me like just, I don't even know what to call it. Just bad police, a bad cop, a dumb cop, a poorly trained police officer. And since George Floyd, by the way, how much has anything really changed? Because
no.
There are a few things. It really hasn't, has it?
No.
I think there's quite a few things that need change. One,
unfortunately, that was kind of predicted, too.
I think there's a lot of training issues with police. We've talked about that. I don't want to get deep into it, but not only in the training, but also in terms of trying to handle when this happens. And I don't want to get in this conversation either, because it'll always bring a flurry of nasty email. I think that the way this is set up is, generally speaking, everyone supports the police officer, usually. I mean, Floyd was totally unusual in that people were right off the bat saying, that's terrible, that's wrong, that's, you know, based on the video.
Yeah.
But it's a strong union, and that doesn't mean I hate unions, because I'm saying the strength of the union makes it difficult to necessarily get some sort of
a union
conviction. But it probably, is there any doubt that that has some effect on it?
The strength of their union?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see quote-unquote bad cops removed and then placed back on the job, yeah.
Well, it happens a lot.
It was, you know, what's one bad apple, blah, blah, blah.
And it's hard to convict cops because of what they're trained. And, you know,
the law rightfully protects them too, to justify certain shootings.
And they do. They deserve a lot of protection. I don't want cops being scared shitless. They're going to get sued, or they're going to get convicted. And I'm sure a lot of them are feeling that way now. And I don't like that. But I also don't like it when something this stupid happens. And it is.
And then they're protected. Yeah.
Most
people feel that way.
I don't know if this guy is going to have any shot at, getting, you know, not being prosecuted. But what bothers me is when I saw, and by the way, this guy wasn't even identified. It was this morning, you don't have to find it. It was on Good Morning America, and they were doing a flurry of, you know, people making comments. And I think this guy is either a politician, like a rep, mm-hmm. or possibly NAACP guy. And he says, this wasn't an accident, wasn't bad police work. This is a vendetta being taken out on our community.
The community of Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I assume. Or the black community.
Oh.
And I very much disagree with that, unless there's something I don't know. I mean, that's very conspiratorial, and I think the whole business of police shootings is viewed by many in a conspiratorial way, and I think that's completely wrong. That doesn't mean I'm not just as determined to solve it or that I don't wish something could happen. But I hate when people say things like, I think there's a lot of people who believe that, yeah, the police are out to murder black people who are unarmed. And I think that's, I don't agree with that. So anyway.
Fun.
This event, if this guy were to be found not guilty, I think that would be a very explosive event. The Atlanta guy being found not guilty could be very explosive. You know, the George Floyd cops.
How can it explode any more than what it is, though? You really think it can get worse than what it is in Kenosha right now?
Well, I'm not talking about Kenosha. I'm talking about the whole country. Kenosha is, let's see, what was the last night? I think there was a. There were some buildings burned down. There was a lot of cars set on fire at a dealership. What else happened, Brandon? You were talking about it.
The furniture store. Sorry about my audio here. The furniture store, the dealership. Obviously, we saw all those cars that were burning. And just a lot of businesses and tons of video on there if you want to take a look at it.
So this is tonight, today in Kenosha, and there's a curfew now. And, of course, we know the curfew will not be – people will not care about the curfew.
Didn't he call in the National Guard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Were they there last night? I don't know.
I don't know if they were, honestly. And I'm not sure if it would matter. And it might matter. I hope it – I mean, I just wouldn't – and even Jacob's family is saying, let's – at least have peace. There's no reason to go beyond protesting.
It's not going to help them walk in the future.
But the George Floyd family said the same thing, and that didn't exactly have all that much effect. But
it looks like last night they had 125 National Guard members, and now they're calling in more.
But tonight, today, they were talking about, and there were some little clips and pictures of heavily armed locals who were standing guard in front of businesses to protect them. And I don't really, you know, I hate the idea that, you know, we're going to have vigilantes settling this. Yeah. Just like in Portland now, they have the two groups, that was it Antifa and the Proud Boys that are fighting it out?
Yeah. Sure.
And the police have said, we're just going to sit this out. Well, that doesn't really work. You too, Lenny. I understand it, but I don't, does that really... Does that help? Because these two groups who not only commit crimes against each other, but then whatever else happens, I mean, those are all crimes. So I hate this idea that we'll just let them burn themselves out, and that's the way it goes, and that's cool. Because I think it also, among other things, it emboldens people to think they can continue to do this stuff and have no punishment, whether it's looting or burning things or whatever the hell it is. But I don't like the idea of vigilantes having to be out there to protect against... You know, because then if those two groups come to blows or, nasty things are said, and then you can have another match lit.
Well, if you have, you complain about the way police are trained, I don't think vigilantes who are untrained are going to be the answer.
And we've seen that when, protesting crowds are angry at somebody and they, what was it, the guy who wanted to go down the highway. And so the protester shot at the car, two protesters shot at the car, and somebody behind the car got hit because there was a big crowd back there. But this is just, I don't know, I just have a bad feeling. And I mean a bad feeling like concerns me, worries me. So, and this story will, of course, go on and on and on. And every time there's a new revelation, I was going to mention that the George Floyd cops, too. There are a lot of people who feel that some of those cops will not be convicted.
Probably not.
Yeah. Is that something that might be explosive? And I'm not rooting for something to happen. I'm just saying it concerns me because.
Well, that's kind of the crazy thing is the biggest protests and that we have seen in this country came after a not guilty verdict. It didn't come after the actual video was released. And so here we have all these things. We have Atlanta, we have Minnesota, we have now we're gonna have Wisconsin, and we haven't even had these trials yet. So. I don't think that every single one of these police officers will be found guilty, and what's going to happen then?
Well, we hope for the best, but I think there's always a lot of inflammation going on. And when this guy today, and again, I'm not sure who it was, because they had no graphic, and they did not introduce him. They just showed the clip of him saying that this was not an accident, it wasn't bad police work, it was a vendetta being taken out on our community. Now, the Lions today took off practice.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to have a meeting and discuss this shooting in Kenosha. And it's hard for me to say, oh, that's bullshit, or they just want a day off. And I'm sure some people will say that.
My first question is, why couldn't they do both?
They could.
I mean, is the message lost if they go, all right, back on the field, gang? No, I don't think
second out of nine.
I don't think the message is lost.
A long drive to left.
Or lessened.
No, I don't know. First of all, I'm starting to get this feeling that sports, particularly the NBA and to some degree the NFL, that it's not just a sports team. It's an entity. It's a political entity, or it's part of something larger than sports. And that's not really.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
You know, when you hear it separately, it sounds just like a guy calling an opposing team's home run, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, say that again?
It sounds like just like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's his team.
I know it's his
team.
That's
what's great about it.
That's why he doesn't get excited.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
If he wasn't about to, if you weren't about to lose your job, he would have been excited about it. But it sounded like it still sounded like a professional home run call.
Honestly, aside from the apology, that's about the enthusiasm a home run in the Reds Royals game deserves.
Possibly so.
In front of no fans.
Jacob Blake.
No meaning.
Jacob Blake is currently, it looks like he will recover, but he may be paralyzed. I think they said he has a 50-50 chance of walking. So hope for the best. That would certainly help a little bit. He has a GoFundMe that they were looking to get $100,000. It was at $864,000 the last I saw.
Wow.
$864,000. And
I see $1.1
million. See, I looked like 4 hours ago, and I knew that number would be obsolete by the time we started.
And the goal is now $2
million. Is that definitely for him, or is that another one someone else started?
It's organized by Julia Jackson, I'm not sure. But, you know, if I search, I bet you there's like four or five different ones for him.
There was, yeah, I'm sure there's somewhere some scumbag is just trying to haul in some dough. There was a jewelry store that had $200,000 worth of inventory stolen in Kenosha last night, too. And also an officer was hit by a brick. I don't know if anybody saw that.
Saw that.
Yeah, I mean, he's walking in the car, and all of a sudden he just goes down like a pile of bricks.
Hands up!
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Chicago is also got some interesting things going on at the same time. I don't know if there are protests about Kenosha. I wouldn't be surprised, but I haven't heard anything as such. Can you guys take a gander and see, are protests starting to really spawn in other cities, or is it just a few? That was just something I heard today, and I'm not sure how dramatic it is, or, you know, I didn't really see much last night. The Royal Oak Downtown Development Authority is hosting another Instagram contest to give away downtown dollars in order to encourage visitors and residents to support local business affected by the pandemic. $500 in downtown dollars, $100 each to five winners will be given away to use at participating restaurants, retail stores, coffee shops, salons, and more. Participants simply need to snap a photo or selfie at one of their favorite businesses in downtown Royal Oak and share to their Instagram feed with the hashtag #BuyLocalRO. Buy local, capital R, capital O, saying why they, does it have to be capital? Does that matter?
Something like this?
Probably not.
Them's the rules.
Saying why they love supporting that business. So you can do a little ad for your favorite business in Royal Oak. Don't forget to tag downtown Royal Oak and the business. Contest will be rolling through August the 31st. Meanwhile, head to @downtown. What's that called? That thing? It's not a dash.
@downtown _
Royal Oak. To learn more.
That was cute.
I can read it.
Oh, that reminds me of a great story.
I hate it when people have that in their Twitter addresses. People like, Brandon.
I know. It drives me. Whatever. I'm going to maybe label us okay boomers, but I hate underscores.
I'm not a fan.
Who is a fan of the underscore?
I think I've probably avoided tweeting at Brandon because I didn't want to deal with the underscore.
Well, usually that'll just
I'm not
pop
a fan.
By the way, if you want to go after the additional $20 increments that are available, they unleashed another 1,000 of them. If you go to visitroyaloak.com, I think you just sign up for the newsletter. And just like all those people out there spending that money now, you too will soon be spending $20. $20.
Oh, I like money.
And they got the free parking and the Lyft open on the weekends, too. So there.
The underscore reminded me.
Lyft $10 off.
Did you see the story that the new thing that is very intimidating to Gen Z? Does anybody know what's intimidating to Gen Z? Wait, particularly in texting and emails?
No.
The period. The period.
The period.
Full stops intimidate young people when using social media communications as they interpret it as a sign of anger, according to linguistic experts.
Oh, please.
A study from Binghamton in New York suggested that people who finish messages with full stops are perceived as insincere.
You still get periods?
So they want the Melrose message?
I guess. Let me just read the rest of the story.
I have something I can add to this, too, because believe it or not.
Exclamation point.
I'm hip to this, but let me quickly just mention that Zot, Ford, and Holly and DealsND.com have kicked off their summer sales event. Deals are smoking out there as they've got more inventory to choose from. So finding the right new whip of your dreams is never a problem at Zot Ford, where they have the 2020 Ford car, truck, and SUVs you can lease below $200 a month. Just a few, though. You better hurry. They've got Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, all-wheel drive Escapes, Edges, Explorers, and don't forget the Super Crew, 4x4, F-150s, and all-new Ford Rangers, each under $200 a month. And believe it or not, many listeners who originally used from Zot are back and doing it again, including three-timer John Tucker. So if you leased at Zot before, or you didn't, they'd still love to see you. Gabara, Anthony, or any of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, go to dealsnd.com and check out all the amazing deals. We also have the Hall Financial Hotline, which will be opened up today. As we will try to reach the squatter roommate of Heidi's, who, by the way, that story was on Inside Edition today.
I know. Poor Heidi.
So cool. I know. I feel so bad for
she
her.
Still needs a hug from someone.
I love Inside Edition.
She texted me last night and said, did you guys call her yet? Wait, not yet. We will.
I know. She's really picking up steam because Inside Edition had the cameras in the apartment, and they were knocking on the roommate's door asking to talk to her. It was so funny.
Actually, another text she sent me. It's really funny.
She's making her life a living hell.
Yeah, sure.
Hopefully.
OMG, Community Guardian Angels put up these in support of me and victims, evidently because of the New York Post coverage. And she sent me pictures. There's basically wanted posters with that lady's picture on there all over the neighborhood. And they're putting them up on signs.
I love it.
See that picture? And putting them up on site.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Oh, I don't like that lady. And you know what?
She looks just looks bad.
It angers me that she was given a judge's approval to stay there because, okay, I know there's COVID. I understand that. And some people are not getting their unemployment yet. Of course, some people are getting 50 times their unemployment. But nonetheless, she hadn't paid for the 7 months before that.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not protecting her. It's screwing Heidi. What is the fact that she doesn't pay her rent have to do with COVID? Nothing. She should have been evicted sooner.
Exactly. It should that the moratorium on evictions should have just been, you know, from COVID on, not from any time before.
I hate it when the law helps scum like that. What a POS. But Hall Financial, they want you to know mortgage rates are at a new all-time low, 2.5 in some cases. People are saving gobs of money. Some people moving up a full point from, 3.9 to 2.9 or 4.1 to 3.1. And that means saving major money for a long, long time. It's found money. And virtual appraisals can be done without someone setting foot inside your house, which sure makes this easier. Everything is done virtually. Make money by saving money. Live how you want. Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or go to davidhallmortgage.com, NMLS number 1467435 for Hall Financial.
Beautiful.
Period.
Yeah.
For Gen Z, the real world and the virtual world just completely overlap.
So this lady tweeted out, older people, do you realize that ending a sentence with a full stop comes across as sort of abrupt and unfriendly to younger people in an email/chat? Genuinely curious. Period. And apparently that blew up, and us older people didn't know that. More importantly, I don't think we cared. But this one lady asked her son. He said that, oh yeah, that means that the sender was weird, mean, or too blunt. According to experts, youngsters are used to communicating electronically, and they break up their thoughts by sending each one as a separate message rather than using a full stop, which they use to signal that they are annoyed.
So
they're annoyed or irritated. That's what the period means.
It's a different message. So they send you seven messages?
Exactly. Seven? I'd rather have one giant Mike Clarkian message come in than, you know, my phone going beep, 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 beep.
Oh, my God.
According to a linguist in Holland, if you send a text message without a full stop, it's already obvious that you've concluded the message. So if you add that additional marker for completion, they will read something into it, and it tends to be falling in intonation or a negative tone, which that's on them and the way they're reading it, not the way it's being sent.
Why is the whole world being stupid. Asked to adjust to this one group of people?
This is our future.
Oh, I see. You mean when we're not here?
Pretty much, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, annoying.
Well, just to get all the crap out of the way at once, today, Gretchen Whitmer, I've said this for a while, and I realize she has a high approval rating, that she has been enormously successful, one of the finalists for the vice president's gig. But when she speaks to us, I feel like she's talking to a third grader.
I know.
I mean, her style, I don't know if other people notice this, but then today...
The press conferences, really.
Yeah. Today she took it to another level by getting her flu shot during the press conference. Look, children, it's this simple. They just put that right there. Only takes a second, and it's over.
I will say this, though. It worked because you went, hey, flu shots are available?
I did. No, it did work. It absolutely did work. And I'm excited to get my flu shot.
I am too, yeah.
How many people are not going to get their flu shot? It's going to be quite a few, isn't it?
That's a great...
Oh, yeah, it always is every year. And not just people who are very anti-vax. A lot of people believe that the flu shot just doesn't make them feel good. They don't like getting it, and so they take the risk.
Sometimes it can hurt for a day, but big deal.
Suck it up.
I mean, I think it's worth it this time.
I'd rather not get the flu.
I'm just saying, not every single person who doesn't get a flu shot, not every single person is anti-vax necessarily.
I get it. She also added that she will not be bullied into opening up bowling alleys and health clubs, or did she call them gyms? I don't know which health clubs is so offensive.
Everybody calls them gyms.
And they've been called health clubs. What? It's never. No one's ever called. Whatever.
Did you hear the follow up to that? People were like, "Who's bullying you?" There was no answer.
Somebody said that.
I'm trying to find the answer to it, or they might have asked her office, like, "Hey, who's bullying?"
It's
her?
It's a fair question. Who is? No one's bullying her. She is bullying gyms. She's bullying bowling alleys, and she's bullying movie theaters. They're open in other states.
I know.
It's unusual that they're not open in light of everything else. And her sacred cows, the big three's working. In fact, I read this morning that there's so many people not going to work at the big three because they're scared of getting COVID. Did you take it that way, by the way? They're scared of getting COVID at work?
For the big three?
Yeah, to why so many people weren't going to work.
Yeah.
And if you work at the big three, please send me a note, a direct message or an email or whatever, because I'd love to hear more about this.
I will. Okay, so, counter that. Is this leveraging by the union workers, or is this white collar?
Well, this is the complaint. The complaint is that white collar workers are being trained to work on the line because they are so short of blue collar workers. But if you remember, those were that's the first group that really went back to work.
Yeah.
And the what we're sold on was that it's the safest. They've worked so hard to make it safe. And it's like, it is not. There's no way that is the safest. It's a money thing.
So to that point, she says, we're going to continue to make decisions based on facts and data. It's like, okay.
Oh.
Where are the facts?
What about letting colleges go back to campus?
First thing I wrote down right here. Why are universities okay then?
Because why,
they're having explosions of cases right now. And then to that point, how many...
That's going
to
be the next big... that's in about 3 weeks or a month, there's going to be a... And we're going, oh, well, what happened? Why is there a bump?
Well, not
that's
even...
That's going to be one good reason for it.
3 weeks, but...
she has not said one word about this that I'm aware of.
How many cases have been traced back to, not only here, but anywhere, to gyms and movie theaters?
Well, none, because they're not open.
Somebody asked if she was aware of coronavirus outbreaks in northern Michigan linked to gyms, movie theaters, or bowling alleys, because they're open up in northern Michigan. And she said she was not aware of any off the top of her head, but said she is aware of outbreaks tied to gyms in lower Michigan that opened without authorization, which I just don't believe that.
I'm not sure I believe that either. I would love to get more information on that. There should not be outbreaks from gyms or movie theaters, just based on, does she work out at a gym? I wonder if she does, because if you work out at a gym, you know that if a gym is this big and there's only this many people working out in there, it should never be a problem.
Well, Gyms are up for debate because there have been outbreaks in gyms in other states. I mean, you do breathe
but you
more,
can
you do
wear
expel
a mask.
More.
You can wear a mask. You can wear gloves. They could insist on you that you wear gloves. It doesn't bother me.
My point is, if they're open up north, why can't they be open down here if there's no outbreaks?
Well, they're open
there.
In Minneapolis. They're open in Minnesota. Why can't they be open here? They're open in a number of states.
And then she pointed out, well, we're 87% back open. It's like, yeah, but we're talking about the 13% that isn't.
Yeah, why? I understand. There are sacred cows in this thing, and she knows it. And honestly, what are you more worried about? Are you more worried about 40,000 people on a campus in Ann Arbor or people in various health clubs who are carefully staying out of each other's way? There's no alcohol served at gyms.
Universities. By far. And to that point,
it's not even close.
College professor sent her a letter.
Yes.
saying
that's going to piss her off.
That you should make classes online only, make it mandatory. Which just seems so obvious.
I agree with that, but it's, you know, they keep canceling the classes. Oh my God, Alabama's got 530 cases at the University of Alabama. Oh my God. So what are you going to, we're going online classes.
But you can still live together on top of each other.
Exactly.
like generational living, which we know causes more spread.
It's not those little few people in a class that is causing it. It's the bashes, parties. The parties. And CMU, I know CMU's got a little breakout too, I think 82 cases. And
two frats that had symptomatic carriers, and they still threw parties.
Of course they did. They're 20. Anyway, they have, is it CMU that shut down the Greek houses? They're not allowed to have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you ever have thought, to me, this was so obvious, I would have bet my life on this, that when students go back to college, regardless of whether it's coronavirus or not, or it could be anything going on, the fraternities are still going to have parties. They're just gonna.
Yeah.
We know that. And people are going to die every year in a fraternity. You know, I'm not saying that fraternities don't do good things or
they take precautions to try and lessen
deaths. They party.
Like anti-hazing.
They party their asses off. They won't stop hazing either. There's a hazing story every year. You cannot control fraternities.
Well, they're not on campus either.
Your mom goes to college.
But they're associated with the school, and if school is in session, the fraternities will party. End of story. And I'm not anti-party or anything. I'm just saying you cannot say that a movie theater is a bigger risk than a college campus or that 500 movie theaters are a bigger risk than a college campus, because in a movie theater, you're not going there to party and yell at people when you're drunk.
At least the students at my beloved alma mater have it all figured out. I don't know if you heard any of the Man on the Street from Ann Arbor for move-in day.
Do we have it?
Yeah, you're some.
I love Man on the Street.
From Fox 2
has
yesterday
taken it one
at
step
10 o'clock.
Further and enacted an emergency ordinance limiting the number of people
at
large gatherings
Spence.
On campus and in the city to 25 or less to prevent an outbreak.
I just love hearing students talk.
There were the familiar sights of U-Hauls, dorm furniture, and parents saying goodbye in Ann Arbor as students move back to campus in the midst of a pandemic.
It seems like there's more people than there were last year moving in, so it's just kind of crazy to see.
But
it seems like there's more people moving in than last year.
I'm sure he did some sort of study on it.
There is no denying this year is different. You could see it written all over their faces.
She's as safe here.
No, you can't, because they're wearing masks.
Ours is, I think, as she'd be at home, frankly.
No,
in
she's
some
not.
Sort of sick and twisted way, this has kind of bonded everyone who was high school class of 2020. So, you know, when we're meeting each other, we all have this shared experience.
Sure.
We all have this shared experience.
I
got news for you, honey. It affects everybody, not just the class, your class that you graduated in.
Oh, God.
And I'm just happy to be here, so I'm hoping that they can at least enjoy that. And additionally, they don't really know what they're missing.
She's going to follow protocol because this is where she wants to be.
At least for now.
Oh, Mom. That's so cute, Mom.
Get. After all, down the road at the rival MSU, there is no welcome week on campus.
It's helping with me not being so sad because I'm just so happy she made it here.
The question that remains to be seen is how long they will stay here.
And if we're responsible here, I'm you know, confident that we can get it done.
I want to have my freshman year of college, and I'm glad I can at least have one day, so I'll take that.
And while we did see the usual trappings of a college kegger in the works, right now, most feel that cooler heads will prevail.
We all worked really hard to get here. Like, this is a pretty good school. And so I think, especially us Michigan kids, like, we're not going to throw away
get over
the
yourself.
Opportunity to have a whole semester here by
really?
Going to a party.
You sure about that?
For a Michigan State
sure about
student,
that?
And I love to drink.
Yeah!
Well,
it's just like any other campus.
530 cases at University of Alabama. 400 plus UNC, 400 plus at Notre Dame. They don't even have the recent numbers. Ohio State had 200 students suspended. 200 students suspended.
Suspended?
Suspended, yes.
For what?
For partying, I guess.
How do you suspend a student for partying off campus?
Also, Iowa State, South Carolina, Kansas, Penn State all have large outbreaks. CMU has 82 cases, which doesn't seem like that many compared to the others. Tuscaloosa has closed the bar for the bars for two weeks.
All student activities, everything's supposed to be closed for 2 weeks. I bet Saban's practicing though.
Oh, I guarantee he is.
Because there's no safer place.
Well,
than being part of that football team.
So think about this for a second. So students are going back to college. They can't go to parties. They can't be in social situations because you can't have groups of people or you're in trouble. And they're taking online classes only. So they're paying full tuition, full room and board, full food plans, but they can't do anything.
Yeah.
And not only that, the school yells at them and suspends them if they do have any fun.
That's unacceptable. You can't ask them to come to campus and then police them off campus. I just think that's horseshit.
Look at these parents who are...
They're idiots, but I think it's bullshit for the university. The university just say, we're going to be online.
It's a money grab. It's just a money grab. It's nothing else. They want the money, and they don't want you to fuck up by doing the stuff that college kids do to make college worthwhile. And as far as only online classes, you could do that at home. And what did that lady say? I think he's just the same here. I can't at home. What?
Yeah,
are
wrong.
You kidding me?
Well, that was mom talking about her daughter, which she might be in for a surprise.
Oh,
why don't you surprise your daughter in about a month? Just show up.
You will not stop our money train. And yet, they're more concerned about football, about 100 football players, than all these students who like to have fun.
Yep.
And then, and I want to get through this quickly and move on to other fun, more fun topics. The Sturgis rally, they've got more than a couple dozen cases in Sturgis. Oh, I'm sorry, Sturgis, they have cases from people working at cafes and coffee shops. I guess it wasn't that many cases, but I think they have some other ones. Nebraska has 25 cases, and there's another state with a bunch
of cases. Oh, they're up to eight states now.
Eight states?
I've tracked it back to Sturgis.
They counted how many total?
Let me see if I can find that story again.
But, you know, who can stop this? You can't. I mean, could you have a... The governor wanted this thing. The governor wasn't against it.
Well, that's why some people say some kind of federal mandate.
Would people follow a federal mandate? Would they enforce it?
Well, they wouldn't be able to have events. They wouldn't be able to have schooling. They wouldn't be able to have Sturgis.
But wouldn't people say that's an overreach?
Sure. Yeah.
So if you have a governor who is against any kind of mandate of that court, of that type.
They would sue the federal government.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could very well have this event anyway, or they could just have it as a form of rebellion. Anyway, what a boy. Although cases and deaths are down for the fifth straight week, so but I'm predicting another blip upwards
in about a month.
Yeah. By the way, I had an idea today for
what?
The bloop of the week on the show. You think you could put together an intro for that, Brandon?
The bloop of the week.
I have. I have this week's bloop of the week, by the way.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to save it for a little later. Hey, the Yellow Eye Center is back with us. Once again, they're open, doing business, doing what they've done for tens of thousands of Detroiters, giving them freedom from glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. And because they're back in action, maybe you haven't thought about them for a while, how about $1,500 off?
Deal.
Yeah. LASIK gets people better than 20/20 vision in most cases, or many cases. And then if you need the multifocal lens exchange, if you're a little older and you have a couple of problems, Dr. Yalda can do that for you, too. But $1,500 off. Be sure to mention the Drew and Mike Show when you call 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and mention our show. And the big summer event you've been waiting for with our original and studio sponsor. Oh, no, that's not what we're waiting for. We're waiting for our friends at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInD.com to be at it again, selling cars like candy bars, piling them high and letting them fly, stacking them deep, selling them cheap. Because emptying the lot while the weather's still hot is why the summer clearance event at Zot hits the spot. So let's kill the rhymes because it's deal time. Lease a 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4 as low as $188 a month, or get a new 2020 loaded Jeep Compass lease at just $155 a month. How about a new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, four-wheel drive, as low as $249 a month? Then, of course, there's the Jeep Wrangler. Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram has the largest Wrangler inventory in the state, which unfortunately isn't that large at the moment, but the good news is there's no better time to go to Zot and order your badass Wrangler exactly the way you want it. Go to dealsinthed.com and check out all the options you have there.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple people, I'd love to talk to this roommate. Why don't we, should we just blow in a call to the roommate
sure.
of the woman, Heidi, we spoke to the other day, who is being squatted upon. She's received no rent for over a year now, and the rent was $2,000 a month. So that's $25,000.
I liked how Inside Edition made her reenact brushing her teeth, Heidi, to show that she has to go down to the laundry room?
Yeah,
to,
the laundry room at the building. It's ridiculous because this squatter has taken over the bathroom with her 11-year-old and the dog, you know, taking craps everywhere.
Oh, God.
And urinating.
Yeah, they didn't mention the dog crap in the Inside Edition story. It's crazy.
It's poop again!
And the dog was batting 1,000. Oh, what's this woman's name?
Kate.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabonds.
Should offer her a place to stay, Drew.
Okay.
Just to get her out of Heidi's house.
Right through.
Yeah, she.
Hi, you've reached Kate. Please leave me a message.
I'll leave her a message.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. This is the Drew and Mike Show. We saw your story on Inside Edition that some woman is trying to kick you out during COVID-19. And I know you've been protected, or you should be protected. And I just wanted to see if we could get you to tell your side of the story, because it seemed terribly one-sided. Hopefully you'll call us back at the 248 number. Thank you, Kate.
Tell your story. It's just the best line. Tell your story. Some
break
people
your
are
silence.
Saying all of it's just they're just great words,
hey,
great phrases.
Get out of my house.
Sometimes those platitudes and cliches are needed.
Well, it's true. We do want her to tell her story.
There's also a Detroit man who climbed Mount Rushmore and was fined $1,500 because you're not allowed to climb Mount Rushmore. And also, he slipped on the way down, right?
He did. He claimed he was trying to escape. And so he went down George Washington's head.
Are you kidding me?
Which, no.
He was on top.
Yeah, he was on top of George Washington.
What?
But he knew they were coming up after him, so he went down the other way, which they say is a hazardous condition way. And he did fall 25 feet.
Wow.
And
well, he's a pretty high maintenance guy, really. I mean, isn't he kind of an anchor?
Why? Because he's climbing Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, doing that and then getting hurt. And it sounded... and I read Brandon's prep. It sounded like he was hot-dogging at the top, like, hey, look at me.
Well, come on. Who wouldn't, right?
Well, that's supposed to be something you're not allowed to do. So you sneak up to the top of Mount Rushmore, if that's possible.
Can you sneak up to the top
I don't know.
Of Mount Rushmore?
There's only one video clip of it. Did you guys see it?
No. Are you serious?
Check it out. Yeah, here he is when he got on top of George Washington's head.
Is he hot dogging?
George Washington didn't do shit. He can suck my fucking dick. I fucking hate that faggot.
See, he was hot dogging.
I'm really mad at myself for not guessing that that's what it was going to be.
It's been a while because I didn't think of it either. And that was really a low point in my development. The moment when I thought Mount Rushmore was something that had naturally formed in the shape of four future presidents' heads. I did not know the story. I mean, I was like eight. But I seriously didn't have to. Can anyone else acknowledge that they thought that? Because I'm kind of embarrassed about it.
No one could.
I bet somebody did. Shows what a poor education I had.
This guy is local, too, man. Dearborn.
Oh, yeah. His name is...
Iman?
What's his name?
Iman? I think. Amen?
Yes, Amen. Amon Dobke.
You like this song?
Is this a Mount Rushmore song?
About climbing rocks.
Come on, Iman.
We are unable to take your call. Please leave a message.
Should we leave this song as a message?
Sure.
I love
What's he doing up there?
Maybe one of his worst songs.
Were the other numbers of any consequence?
No, they did not work. Hey, yeah. I just remembered another number you wanted to call. You wanted to call...
Air Balloon Boy?
No. Well, he's going to be tomorrow, Balloon Boy. A new Balloon Boy.
Oh, we have Balloon Boy and Skin tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pumped. This is an 8-year-old who set the record for piloting a hot air balloon.
I guess he's pretty cocky about it, too.
Yeah, I feel like he needs to be shot down a little bit.
He's so cocky, he called the guy whose record he broke and rubbed it in his face.
What?
You didn't see that part of the story?
No. Was the guy bummed? Because the guy whose record he broke, what is he? How old is he? He was 9 when he did it.
Well, here's the guy who held the original record.
Yeah, boy.
You guys said that...
That's right!
I did this for the show.
The original Balloon Boy, Falcon Heaney. No, this guy's kid's name's JT. He says, my dad owns a hot air balloon company, so I really got interested in hot air balloons, so I decided I wanted to do a solo flight. After landing, JT called Bobby Bradley, who broke the record when he was 9 in 2011, so he's 18 now.
How old is this kid?
There's no audio of it.
Of him calling him?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think so. I'm just reading the written story. He's like, when I was 4, I said I would beat his world record. And that's when he called him.
Get out of here. Yeah. Get over yourself.
Don't
his parents own a hot air balloon company?
That's what I just said.
Not a big deal. There's a 7-year-old that flew a plane. Remember that?
Well, that's easy. Planes want to fly themselves.
That's a record that can never be broken.
Actually, no, you're probably right. It would probably be easier for a 7-year-old to fly a plane because a balloon, you don't know where else it's going. Oh, by the way, wait a second. This kid that is the youngest to ever fly a hot air balloon, please tell me it wasn't on a tether.
Oh.
It was tethered. I'm throwing this out.
Oh, that's a great question. No, it couldn't have been tethered,
didn't
right?
Didn't it say he went like 300 feet?
Like 400?
Is it 400?
Why are you so low? Brandon's mic?
Brandon is so impotent right now. Brandon's sperm count is like 1.
Say something.
Say something.
It's you're really low again. Yeah. I don't know why.
What is doing
that? I don't know. I'm just ready to pick up every piece of equipment in this room and throw it in the fucking street. Anyway, no, the other guy you wanted to call was the funeral home where they unzipped the body bag. And surprise, there's Tamisha Beauchamp who...
Do you think it's still be open?
I know they're open right now.
It's a happy story.
It's a great story. And now Figer's on the case.
I know. Well, how is the girl? Is she going to be okay?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know that she has special needs, right?
I gathered that.
She has cerebral palsy. The story's becoming national, kind of sensationalized national news because...
Well, she was in a body bag.
Person was declared dead in a body bag for 2 hours. They take her to the funeral home in Detroit, and surprise, she's still alive. But it really does sound way more serious than that because she had a seizure.
Yeah.
And they tried reviving her, and she was having movements... And the aunt who is also works in healthcare or something said, hey, she's moving. And they're like, no, those are involuntary movements due to our life-saving rescue. So they claim. I mean, that's the claim. And that's
Southfield Police, and by the way, we used to have friends over there when we were back on Northwestern Highway. Great guys and hardworking guys. And the fire department, also, they do a fantastic job.
Well, we haven't heard their side of the story.
They worked on her for a long time, and they made a phone call to the medical examiner's office, I believe, and it was determined that they should cease all efforts based on where they were.
Half an hour they worked on her. That's crazy.
Well, they probably brought her back to life, and they don't even know it. It's crazy.
Well, that could be.
Shouldn't they be getting a gold star?
True. I mean, in all seriousness, you're kind of onto something. They could have saved her.
Maybe
life.
She was dead. But they did such a great job. It was just delayed. The effects were delayed.
You should be their defense attorney.
I will.
Shouldn't face off Figer.
I feel weird calling a funeral home.
Not getting it.
Funeral home, may help you.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike show calling, and we just read this really cool story where you guys helped bring this girl back to life, and we were wondering, could we talk to the person who unzipped the body bag and found her and all that?
Okay, I have to refer you to the Alan Lewis
nice phone.
Advertising agency.
Wait, advertising? Why was somebody in advertising opening the body bag up?
Sir, that's where we're referring calls to. We can talk.
Well, I don't want to be part of an advertisement. I just wanted to give you guys your due.
Can they also revive your phone?
That was exactly how I would think a call to a funeral home would go. That it would be really low and it'd be somebody talking in a monotone.
Not Mrs. Jastrozat.
Should we Should we call back? Because I'm not sure if we were disconnected or not.
Why was the phone so bad there?
Okay.
I mean, clearly something was wrong with the line because someone told me to call an ad agency about this person coming back to life.
Ad agency.
Got to go to the ceremony so you can get a little bit of closure.
The phone still sucks.
Funeral. Everybody's uncomfortable. But you got to.
Oh, hi. It's really hard to hear that phone, but I think maybe I misheard something. I called just a moment ago about the woman that came back to life, and somebody said to call an advertising agency, so I knew it must be a wrong number.
They're doing all of the speaking for the funeral home. I can give you that number.
But I don't want to talk to an advertising agency because that's just a marketing thing.
Anyone else, sir?
Isn't there someone? But what about somebody at the funeral home? Because you guys are heroes.
I'm getting ready to come up because I can't give you anything. I can give you that phone number.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk to an ad. Could I talk to one of the heroes tomorrow?
I'm sorry. They're not.
If I call earlier?
No, I apologize, but no.
Okay, are you sure this is a funeral home? Because I could have sworn I heard you say to call an ad agency.
I didn't say you called an ad agency.
I know, we said to call an ad agency.
Yes, I did.
That just sounded really weird.
Okay.
Such a happy story, though.
Yeah, I mean, you guys need to take credit for it. If I was the ad agency, I would tell you to not to have them not call me.
And don't spend any money on us.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I've got an after-funeral party to attend.
You know, that's just not how that should go. I want to laud them.
Why? What's the problem? They're not in trouble, are they?
No, they can't. No, absolutely not.
Who knows how to handle the public better than a funeral home?
Yeah, that was really weird. What is the ad agency going to say?
We have no comment at this time on behalf of Cole Funeral Home. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. The funeral home is quite proud of the fact that they were able to acknowledge that this person was alive and let her continue her wonderful life. It's an unfortunate event. They've never been involved in something like this. And had the person actually been deceased, they would have done a wonderful job of the service for the family. It would have been very private and respectful.
To be there, but they gotta be there.
Play this at my funeral!
Oh my god, if I die, will you guys play this at my funeral?
So you go to the funeral and you cry and you hope.
No, he is really. I think he has captured the vortex of emotions that you experience at a funeral home in song. Fabulous.
Oh, that's such a weird story. So what, is Southfield going to have to settle now with the family?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
It's awful.
She's alive, so everybody should be pumped. But yeah, Figer's on the case, and Figer's, and who else would you rather have? Figer's also on the case in Harper Woods, and that thing is just really,
not getting it.
Really strange, because Priscilla Slater is the girl who was arrested, and she was put in jail. And for some reason, let's see, she was put in jail at 5 in the morning or 5:30 or 5:55 or something like that. And she died at 2:55 p.m. That's the time of death. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like no one checked on her, which seems unbelievable because when you think they would have brought her lunch or something.
Well, yeah. And doesn't it say something that they fired two people pretty quick?
They did. And they fired them for manipulating the report.
Yeah.
But as far as them contributing.
You only manipulate a report. If you got something to hide.
Yeah, and I don't know what that would be. I get the feeling that they did not check on her at proper intervals.
Yes.
But she's 37 years old. Who would dream that something would happen to this girl? Now, I mean, not that they should not check on
her. Same with Epstein.
Well, that's a little different. But today they said that she died of cardiac dysrhythmia, I think they call it.
Yeah.
They also felt she might have had a seizure because her fists were clenched.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, this thing has been so messy, it's beyond belief. Now, what happened originally was the girl, Priscilla, was with a man at this motel, and for some reason it was the Park Crest Motel. Have we checked their one-star ratings, by the way?
Oh, no. Did
we already do that?
I would love to do that. Park Crest?
Park Crest Motel, I guess in Harper Woods.
Do you think that guy's ever been on TV?
I don't know.
Park Crest Inn.
We should call and find out. But the guy she was with shot at the Park Crest Motel 19 times.
Yeah, maybe give it a one star.
Yeah, he might be on there.
He was not happy with his service.
And then the witnesses there said that he pushed Priscilla Slater to the ground,
yeah,
and then he dragged her to the car. The police arrive, and both of them are asleep in the car.
Yeah.
What? So they were arrested. She's put in this jail cell, and then this is quite a shock. She dies, and then there's a protest because she died, and I think, was that a BLM protest, or was that just a protest?
I think Detroit Will Breathe was involved in that one as well. I mean, if there's a protest, they're involved in it.
So they're having...
That's the one, too, I believe, with the mayor's wife.
Yeah, grabbed one of the signs and ripped it up, and she apologized for that afterwards.
The mayor stepped down, too.
Yeah, the mayor... Wait, he stepped down over that?
He stepped down not that long after that, yeah.
He did. Two cops have been fired. So this thing is like the debacle that just won't stop being a debacle. And now Figer's on the case.
It's incredible. I'm looking at the reviews. Overall, on Google, it's got a 3.8, which is pretty good for these motels. But there are some one stars, like the so-called manager guy is very disrespectful. This place is completely declined. Rooms aren't cleaned properly. The bathroom's filthy. Washcloths have hair on them.
Gross!
Toilet seats have burn marks.
What?
When you hear toilet seat has burn marks, there's only one story I think of right away, and that's when Mike Clark lit his balls on fire because he fell asleep smoking, and he dropped the cigarette onto the cloud deck that he built.
Set the cloud deck on fire.
Fire, yeah. Furniture hasn't been updated. Used to be a place I would frequent. Now they have riffraff standing around and gathering in the parking lot. I would not spend a night there.
Wait, why? I wonder why somebody would go there often.
That's from a month ago. Staff was nice, but the room was dirty. Not vacuumed. The bed had hair all over it.
Ew.
And tobacco. I decided not to even stay, but they don't even refund you. I walked in the room, checked out how dirty it was, and walked out for $50.
Wait, what do you mean they won't refund you?
I don't know. They won't refund you. But this person said, you can have my $50. I'm out of here.
What, so this guy's been there enough times and had terrible rooms that he had to walk out on that he knows the policies that they will not refund you? That's why you keep going.
I don't know. Slow learning. $99? Question mark, question mark, question mark. For 12 hours? Ellipses. For one person?
Wait.
Three question marks. No! Three exclamation points. That's from Geraldine.
They have a 12-hour rate?
I guess. One person, really? 12 hours, $99. No!
Wait, why would it be more money for 12 hours than for 24?
Maybe it's a nice, 50 for 24, nicer, right? Maybe she got a nicer room.
Okay.
I would never come back
again. We might have to call the hotel to find out what this policy is exactly.
The room was nasty. Everything broke. Changed rooms 3 times.
Everything broke?
Yeah.
Well, while they were in the room?
I'm just reading. Yeah, everything broke. Front desk person was rude. No manager to talk to. My stay was awful.
I'm sorry to hear that.
See, I would never stay here again, and I would never recommend. When I stayed there July 20th and the power went out, I had no lights, I had no hot water, not to mention I had no air on a hot day. It's August 8th, and he left a message with the lady at the front desk saying he is not giving back any refunds for that day.
What?
The carpet was dirty, and the housekeepers were still cleaning rooms in the dark so they can run them out when the power comes back on.
Wait, is that August 8th this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, last year. I'm sorry. Last year. Someone was playing loud music in the rooms like they were having a party also. The lady that was working the night, the power went out, was smoking marijuana in the lobby. Big fucking deal.
Did they respond to any of these?
No. Very disappointed. Their prices used to be reasonable, but now they're too high!
Yeah, this does not sound like the kind of place where they would have a meeting and they go, you know what we need to do? We've got to jack the prices up.
Raise our rates.
We have the kind of clientele that would pay more.
This place gets freaky scary after dark. Our rooms smell like marijuana. Lots of loud people in the parking lot and courtyard. We checked out after about 2 hours, having paid for 3 nights. We were refused a refund by the desk staff, who referred us to the manager, who will not return calls. I would recommend sleeping in your car before considering staying here, which is what...
That's what they were doing.
Did.
Well, the refund policy, to me, sounds almost like it's worth a phone call.
Wait, one more. Terabad. I guess that's a combination of bad and terrible.
Mm.
Terabad. Mm. People in the room next to ours screamed loudly all night while having one of 5 porn channels on the TV at full blast. I don't know if they were...
There's 5 porn channels?
Screaming. Yeah, one of 5 porn channels.
There's a lot of reasons to call this place now.
Management did not care, or maybe... They didn't speak English. Oh. The lobby smelled of crack cocaine smoke every time I went.
What?
While more,
how does this guy know what crack cocaine smoke smells like?
Lobby smelled of crack cocaine smoke every time I went in while morbidly obese black woman was working. Could not understand a single word she said, but she seemed hyper paranoid and on edge. Paranoid, schizophrenic, crack addicts, fresh immigrants without any understanding of the language should not manage hotels. But this is a spot for prostitution and hard drug use, so it is to be expected. Wow.
If you read the one-star reviews, I think there's plenty of reasons to be paranoid.
Well, I like this idea that this is a spot for prostitution and hard drug use. Therefore, you're going to have paranoid, schizophrenic, crack addicts, and fresh immigrants with no English abilities.
Whew. Five porn channels. I'm still kind of stuck on that. Five porn channels, and you,
well, why don't you
that's standard?
We can call and ask for a room and ask how many porn channels they have. But I kind of want to ask, kind of want to try and get a hold of the manager to see if they're that elusive.
I sound pretty elusive. I think that refund policy, it sounds like it's pretty well known.
I want to know what the rates are and when they raised them, too.
Yeah, that's right. The 12-hour rate. So many questions, so little time. 12-hour, $99.
I bet you 24. One of them is Hustler
what?
TV. What? I bet you one of them is Hustler TV.
You think so? We'll see if we can find out. Brandon, I think your sperm count's gone up to 3.
I think I'm going to guess that Hustler TV and Vivid TV are one of those.
Playboy, or is that too generic?
It might be. I don't know how much porn Playboy puts Vivid out there, but channel. Penthouse has their own TV channel, too.
Well, there's the Playboy channel. Wait, what's the Evil Angel? Isn't that a network, too?
Evil Angel?
Isn't that a network? Isn't that a thing? Mm. I don't know. I don't know my porn channels.
I don't know.
What's wrong with your mic?
Dude, what the hell's going on with all our equipment?
You're back now. Like your voice is back now. All of a sudden, I don't know where it goes, why it disappeared.
You're mad.
All I know is that overreaction is not a strategy for the long-term investor. Neither is burying your head in the sand and hoping it all turns out for the best. That's why you have to call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth. He knows about all this stuff. 248-663-4748. He's going to give you rational financial advice. He's going to, you know, track it out 6 months from now and where we're going to be, 6 years. Coronavirus has changed everything. What are you going to do? You want stocks? You want bonds? What'd you do with your 401k? All these questions are questions that are way over our heads. So call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associated Inc. is separately owned or other entities and or marketing names, products, and services rendered here independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Five porn channels. That should be some kind of Best of Detroit category, shouldn't it be?
Best porn channel?
The most complimentary porn channels with your hotel stay.
You want to call them here?
By the way, let's call them. The Metro Times Best Of is out, and so I immediately checked to see if there's a podcast category. I don't think there is.
What?
I don't think so. Maybe somebody can correct me on that. Because I think we need another trophy.
All right.
Our Detroit, by the way, sent me a picture of the page because they congratulated us with an email. And I said, oh, wow, did we get some kind of trophy? And they thought it was a serious response, I guess.
Our magazine?
Yes.
You know what's funny? I just got one in the mail with my name and address on it, and nobody subscribed. So I'm guessing, is that the media review copy automatically or something?
Oh. Could
which
be.
I was really excited to get it.
Did it have the best of?
I don't know, because somebody else took it.
I see.
And is reading.
No, I don't
right
see
now.
Best podcast here.
What kind of? I mean, the Metro Times, are they supposed to be fairly progressive?
I see annual
thank you
festival.
For calling Park Crescent. For directions, please press 3. If you know the party's room number, please dial 1 and the room number at any time. For guest services or reservations, please dial 0. Or stay in the line, and someone will be.
And
with
by the way,
short.
The motel did thank nothing you. Wrong in this story. They were the victim. They were shot at. They were, well, maybe one of the victims.
Keep them apart from the story. Just more interested in the other things.
Please hold.
The Holiday thank Inn.
You. Beautiful photos online.
Well, let me see.
I'm not nice. Looks respectable.
Park Christine, may I help you?
Yeah, I was calling. I was reading the reviews for the motel, and it said that you guys have 5 porn channels. Are those complimentary? And is that true? 5 of them?
They're
They're temporary discontinued, though. We did have them.
Oh, man. What happened?
Well, they're under new management, and they're changing a lot of things up. I don't know when they're going to cut them back on.
Yeah, I see. Some of the reviewers were complaining that they've raised the rates. Is it 99?
Yeah.
Is it 99 bucks for 12 hours?
It's a lot going on.
Okay.
Well, that's for the day. So check-in is at 3 p.m. Check-out is at 11 a.m. for the $99.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of rules and prices, and a lot of things changed over the last 3 weeks.
Okay, well, we're doing our show on Drew and Mike's show, and we were just curious because there was a story about the person shooting at the hotel and the woman dying. You know. Anyway, we started looking at the reviews, and there was some interesting stuff in there.
Yeah.
About the five porn channels, and then also it sounds like they're not big on refunding people.
They're not, especially when you done spent time inside the room. Mm-hmm. Now they'll work with you if you haven't been inside the room for a good reason. You never stepped foot in there, you know.
Well, so I guess somebody was claiming they went in there and everything was broken, so they wanted their money back, and I guess they didn't have too much luck. But yeah, I don't want to get in the middle of something.
I got to say, you should get a good review for honesty. You sound very nice and honest.
Right. I don't know. I've never heard about that one. Getting there and things are broken.
Somebody even said something nasty about the manager, and I can tell you're a friendly person, so I'm not buying. Or whoever was working at the front desk, and you sound very
nice.
Are
you the manager?
No, I'm not. I'm just a front desk clerk. I'm not the manager.
Let's just say we wanted to talk to the manager. Would he be hard to get a hold of, or she?
You have to try that in the morning, like between 8 and 11.
Oh, they only work 3 hours? That's pretty good hours. Manager hours?
Between 8 and 11, you could get a hold of management real easy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the data. Will you be getting the porn channels back, or is that done?
I do not know. They cut our short stays, too. We're just waiting on the goal to start stuff back.
Okay.
So I really don't know how long this has been. 3 weeks now. We haven't been doing any short stays, any porn channels.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Can, well,
so
can we recommend...
trying to clean the place up. They had came and, it was just a lot of rowdy people. So they're cleaning the place up.
I understand.
And this is a part of their little process.
Okay. Well, thank you
Let's
so much.
Let's recommend Vivid TV for one of those five channels when you bring it back, please.
Is Vivid, was Vivid TV one of them?
I'm sorry?
Did you have Vivid TV? Was that among the five?
All I know is the channel started between 65, between 60 and 70 were the channels.
Okay.
Not sure the names of them.
Did you ever sneak in a room?
I know we have DirecTV here. Oh. I'll take your ID or
Wow, that's pretty swanky.
Did any of the help ever sneak into a room and watch some of those channels just for 5 minutes on their break?
I have no idea.
You've never done that?
I can tell you. I think it happened. I'm just saying. Just my guess. But thank you so much. You've been very amiable and helpful. And we hope the new management works out.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Adios.
Bye.
See
you.
Sure.
Easily the nicest hotel person we've ever done.
She's very cool.
Ironically. Here's another great review. You ready? This is a 2-star. Needs remodeling, broken heater, cold air filling the room around the door, and heater very cold room. Couldn't use a jacuzzi. Everything is old. No periods. But the next one.
They had a jacuzzi in there?
Yeah. The next one. Manager is very rude, very flirtatious, and very disrespectful to his wife. No bathtubs, only showers. No continental breakfast, only coffee. Housekeepers are polite, the ones that speak English. Manager is very cheap. No idea why he keeps the ones
cheap.
No idea why he keeps the ones you can't communicate with. The clerk from 2 to 10 is very helpful, very courteous, and will try to make your stay as comfortable as possible. Sandra is totally messy, light skin clerk for overnight.
This guy stay there every other night?
She spreads rumors, gets rude, discusses the guests with other guests. Bedrooms are okay. Bathrooms are clean.
It's a whole social world.
It's really weird, man.
Well, I want to be part of this place.
I don't know. It sounds like there's some action going on there.
I mean, I could use a little more humanity in my life. That's so cool that they all the guests talk about each other and they talk about
community.
The guests. And yeah, it's a community. It is. It's a different kind of community, but it's a community.
It's just sad.
Bed to be shared with owners. Shitter down hall. Email FReynolds@warthog-orgyfart.edu.
I know whenever there's a bad hotel, I think of Frank Reynolds' place. Like his apartment. Such a shithole.
Now, this story came just a little bit out of left field, but I want to stack a couple of weird stories here. There was, I believe it's a podcast where a girl who's very attractive is acknowledging that she provided oral sex for seven NBA players in one night. And she also had intercourse with someone who works for the team shortly before that.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I mean, she had no regrets. It was like perfectly consensual.
Should we listen to the audio? Because, I mean, voice of an angel.
Yes. Twitter had, there was a Twitter account that had tweeted this out, the show itself. What is the show, by the way? Do we know?
It is called No Jumper Podcast.
I wonder what that's about. You know, let me Google it.
I wondered if it was about
No Jumper Podcast. Is it about?
It's funny. I assumed it was about the NBA just because the story.
Well, if it says No Jumper, maybe they don't talk about the jumpers, but rather what's going on behind the scenes, like at the, you know, in the hotel room.
Yeah, it looks like it is basketball related.
No Jumper.
So they have this lady on, self-proclaimed Greek freak, not to be confused with Giannis. But I mean, voice of an angel, and her friend, by the way, just.
She's a little piercing. She is.
What?
A friend is
you
a,
think so?
Just a tad piercing.
You think so? I don't know.
My birthday is Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
On my birthday, I seen them all.
That girl talking is the one that, you know, took on the team.
Yes. And she's wearing a rather low-cut top, which is containing some pretty large breasts.
Is the host of this show, is he separated at birth with Howard Stern?
Let me listen again.
Just his voice.
On my birthday is Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
On my birthday, I seen them all at Dre's, like this one team.
Okay.
She's so shy. It's just so cute, know, baby.
Like, ugh, shut
and
up, lady.
I don't know. I was getting fucked in a hotel room. They all put up, and I sucked their
put
dick.
Put the mic down.
The whole team.
Seven
basketball players in a row?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
I was fucked up. God. I didn't fuck any of them, though.
She said.
Oh.
What happened to the nuts?
Swallowed.
All of them.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. You didn't have like a weird reaction in your stomach or anything.
No, I passed
that
out.
That sounds so fun.
You're almost making it sound like you were too fucked up to be sucking seven dicks, and also you were getting fucked by somebody
else like
right
Howard.
Before this.
Yeah, they walked in mid me getting fucked.
How did they walk
the
in? Where were you?
In the hotel room. So I was fucking like someone that works with the team, and I know that team because I've hooked up with them before. All pulled up. No, not the whole team.
Okay.
Like a few of them. They all just pulled up. They knew I was in there, and they were like, "Let's get lit." And they were just sitting around the bed, and they just rotated.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yo, they all love you.
So you don't look back. Do you look back at this as a positive memory?
Yeah, I don't care. It was lit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I respect
she's
that.
Just nervous right now.
No, I mean, she's not that
she's
nervous.
So nervous.
She immediately told us about sucking seven dicks in a row.
That's what he said. What is going on?
And I guess someone inquired
that's
on Twitter.
That's someone's daughter.
Yes.
My daughter married a black boy, and... wasn't much I could do about it, huh?
That's actual audio of her dad. Someone apparently asked on Twitter, what team was this?
Well, technically they asked, what NBA team kids was you swallowing?
Okay.
Do what now?
What NBA team kids was you swallowing? Uh-huh. She just wrote back, Suns. Suns.
Yeah. Can we check the Suns roster?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I just wondered who it might be.
Well, there's a lot of speculation for some reason of Devin Booker. I don't know why he popped up. Is that because he's with a Kardashian now?
Wait. Oh, he's with one of the younger ones?
Isn't he, Brandon? Isn't he with Kendall?
Well, then I don't think he would let this girl swallow his kids.
Now we can't hear Brandon at all. Now there is no audio from Brandon. He's talking, and nothing is coming out of his mic.
Do we have any idea what the problem is with that?
No, none.
I knew there was an update or two.
No, that was a different problem. That was another problem we were dealing with.
Okay.
That's why he was echoing. That was cleared, and now there's just no audio. Are you frozen, or are you just... Oh, no, he just shook his head no. I think he's just pissed.
Oh, yeah, there's Devin Booker with Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, it's kind of been a thing for a while.
Well, I mean, if he's one of seven guys and he's not having any intercourse.
Let's see. Who else is on that
maybe
team?
She would be okay with that.
Ricky Rubio. I don't know if he was involved. Frank Kaminsky from Wisconsin. You think he was one of them?
That'd be wild, wouldn't it?
You think he might have been
I was
one?
Not picturing...
What?
I was not picturing Frank Kaminsky in that semicircle.
Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't picture it.
How about Aaron Baines? Do you know Aaron Baines is
who's
the Australian?
That?
Big white Australian guy. Not Ricky Rubio.
Well, is it possible they were all white guys?
It's very possible. There's a lot of white guys on the Sun.
Seven?
No, not seven.
Okay. Then it's impossible.
DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges is on that team.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
I think that was Kaminsky letting everyone know.
I wonder if I Google this.
Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass P word. Hop on top, I want to ride. I do a Kegel while it's inside. I said certified freak 7 days a week.
Oh, Lord. I mean, was she serious that it was the Suns? I guess so.
Oh, sex.
But she has an OnlyFriends page.
Oh, so she has sex on her account.
Yeah. And you can get 50% off your 30-day $45 subscription to, quote, watch her suck and fuck rappers and athletes, end quote. That's how she's selling herself on OnlyFans. Hey, her choice, man. She's having a great time.
Here's
doesn't
one story.
A thing.
Instagram model says she had sex with multiple Phoenix Suns players. Instagram model claims to have committed a sex act with seven players from the same NBA team. It's revealed her parents have disowned her following the wild fallout to her sordid claims. The young woman this week raised eyebrows across America, the whole country. Really? As she divulged a series of sex secrets during an appearance on a podcast, the young woman who goes by the name Aliza told the No Jumper podcast she performed oral sex on seven players from the Phoenix Suns. This has not been confirmed by the Suns.
Do you think they were all to completion?
Yeah. I'm thinking. She told the podcast the incident occurred when she was partying in Vegas 2 years ago after seeing the players hanging out at Dre's nightclub. She said she was having sex with somebody else before seven Suns players came into the room. What? So they don't even lock the door? And
why would you?
They just walk into some random room going, yeah. Oh, what do you know?
They knew. They wanted
this girl's getting nailed. Hey, would you blow all of us?
They wanted to get lit.
Oh, my birthday. My birthday's Memorial Day weekend. I've seen them all at Dre's, like this one team, she said. When asked if she had performed the act on the whole team, she replied, seven. She went on to claim the player she had a fling with. The player she had a fling. Is that a fling?
I guess technically.
Played for the Suns and alleged star shooter Devin Booker, recently linked to Dane Kylie Jenner, was among the seven. Despite the dramatic details of the tryst, Eliza said in her podcast, she still looks back at the experience as a positive one. Certainly had a silver lining for the woman, whose Instagram account under the name... Yeah, whatever that says.
Did you look at her Instagram account, by the way?
No, I didn't.
It's really annoying.
It's exploded since her story was told earlier this week.
Oh, jeez.
It's gone from 3,000 fans to more than 60,000 in the space of a few days. She claims she made more than $65,000 in a day through the rising interest in her OnlyFans account, where she has started a new career as a porn star.
There's a picture of her friend in that
house. Oh, wait, I got bad news.
Uh-oh, what?
Bad news. However, her viral story has also reportedly seen her lose her job as a professional accountant.
Wait, that woman was an accountant?
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what, she just because she blew seven Phoenix Suns players, you don't think she could be a good accountant?
No, I'm just surprised that she was an accountant. She seems to have focused energy towards other things.
There's more to the story.
Oh, she get her job back?
She told the podcast she was fired by her own father, who managed the accountant's firm.
Oh, okay, that makes a little more sense.
And has been disowned by her Mormon family. So she was still living at home at the time.
She's a Mormon?
But it's announced that she'll be moving out in the coming days, supported by her massive windfall from the adult entertainment site.
Well, good for her. Good for her. Oh, my God. So this picture she posted with the other girl with the piercing voice and the host.
Yes.
You know, just, hey, we're going to be on this show. Tune in. The second comment underneath is, I wish that would happen to me and six of my friends after a men's league game.
See, this is the kind of story that I...
And then someone, so you can all share diseases? Yeah, nah.
I expect to see this sort of story coming out of the sports world once in a blue moon.
Really? You still...
Yeah, well, these guys have a lot of options, and sometimes it's hard to turn down some of those options.
I guess maybe bigger stars are more careful, maybe. Because I feel like they know everybody's got a camera. Everybody's going to tell their story.
I'm here for the gangbang.
I mean, it's really amazing. Say what you want about LeBron. Isn't it kind of amazing that he has avoided any groupie-type stuff? Because you know women have probably thrown themselves at him.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that is working, if he just is that well-behaved or that well-insulated.
I
you know, this business of of taking phones from people has become so commonplace. And I mean, not only the policy of doing it, but I've read about it in many individual cases where, you know, for example, Bieber, when he was bringing girls back to his home next to the home that he egged and was sued by the neighbor for, he would bring home 10, 12 girls, and someone literally had a little bag, and they rounded up the phones and bagged them.
Yeah, just like going to
a Justice Bieber.
Just like going to a Chappelle show or something.
Yes. And one of the girls complained that she was pissed that she didn't have her phone because Bieber was playing his own music. He had some new song he was playing, and she didn't like him particularly.
Oh, man.
So she wished she had her phone to just look at stuff.
What a whore.
That's too bad.
Who else was there? Someone else that was mad that she was being called a whore lately.
This girl?
Oh, no, it was Megan Fox. Did you see that? Megan Fox is really mad that everyone's calling her a whore.
Oh, really?
You didn't see that story?
No, why are they calling her a whore?
Because she bolted for Machine Gun Kelly. She
said, is he still with her?
Yeah.
Seriously, I think either she wraps that thing up real quick or it goes by the wayside. I can't imagine that it's going to drag on.
She said,
too long.
For whatever reason, people are very trigger happy to call me stupid or call me vain or call me slut, which is crazy. I was in the same relationship for 15 years, you know?
I know, but she's like 1 month removed from that relationship, and she puts on Instagram, the love of my life!
Exactly. It's bizarre, this image.
Why would she not realize, by the way, how absolutely tone deaf that is with three little kids?
I know.
Not to mention Brian Austin Green.
Is he back on Cameo yet?
I don't think so.
My life has changed so much during the quarantine. It's crazy. I'm not somebody who's ever done well with authority or being restricted by authority. So this is really challenging for me. It's taught me a lot about patience and honesty, and I had to surrender.
Oh, good for her.
This is something I can't fight. I had to surrender to it and trust that the universe is carrying me. What does that even mean?
What is she talking about? You know, we've been putting this off, putting it off. This is probably a good place to get into. Do you have the story handy about the nude swimming?
Yeah.
Nude swimming in high schools and stuff, it's like the subject is exploding across the nation.
Why?
I'm available for interviews, by the way. I don't know why. NPR did a story on it.
You need to break your silence and tell your story.
You know what's funny is that whenever someone does this story, first of all, it's like, you're not going to believe this, but schools in blank area, and there's a lot of them. There's some in Michigan, and it's funny because you look at the comments, and this one guy commented that... Yeah, my dad told me they used to make him swim nude in high school, and I never believed him for all these years.
That does seem like something a dad would make up, doesn't it? Hey, made me swim nude.
Why would anyone make it up? But no one ever believed me either.
Well, it goes back to this whole thing about being really health conscious and not
then
having...
Why are the girls wearing suits?
Hey,
wore suits.
I'll make the rules.
Total bullshit.
That is kind of weird.
We had to do it for, like, I think... The first 2 years of high school, we had to take swimming for 3 months.
Let's see. Oh, that was the other thing, too. The cost of swimsuits. That was another reason.
Yeah, these parents could not afford a swimsuit, of course.
In 1961, the Menasha, Wisconsin school district successfully blocked a parental challenge to the nude rule by claiming it would cost up to $3,000 to buy swimsuits for boys.
Why can't the parents? No, what? You mean tell me each of these kids does not have a swimsuit?
Yeah, why can't you just bring your... Why does it have to be a school-issued swimsuit? The officials defended the practice by saying, quote, it promoted time saving and the development of good physical.
That is such bullshit.
Hey, it takes a lot of time to strip nude and put on a swimsuit.
Isn't that amazing that the parents actually said, look, you're not making my kids swim nude? And they said, yes, we are. I mean, wouldn't you think they would cave like a house of cards?
You would think they'd go, yeah, that is weird. Why are we having them swim nude? Yeah, bring your own swimsuit in. Come on. There must have been one major pedophile running that school district.
Well, we all blamed it on one person. By the way, someone sent me Coach Denk's phone number.
He said it was on his Facebook.
I know, it's very... I'm still thinking about it.
So a common argument from the time, girls are just more modest than boys. That's why they were allowed to wear swimsuits.
Wait. What do you mean allowed to wear swimsuits? People wear swimsuits when they go swimming. Well, I don't understand how it's even. How did it ever get to? You're supposed to swim nude.
I don't know. See, Chicago Public School officials declined to comment, but one of my own old Lane Tech. Do you know that school?
Yeah.
Lane Tech.
Mm-hmm.
John Lewis said coaches like him believe the rule is about encouraging boys to get cleaner. You soaped up your body up good and made sure you got all the soap and germs away so you could go swimming.
Wait, so you can't put a suit on after you take a shower?
This is why boys went nude.
Everything they say has just major holes in it. It sounds so stupid.
When you look at the female body, there's more things that are showing on them than males. Females had breasts. Females had breasts and everything, so they were able to cover up because females like to hide a lot of things, whereas boys, there's only one thing to hide, and everyone has the same.
Okay, so they also...
Does everyone have the same cock?
Well, does everyone have the same vagina?
No.
What, so, in other words, that one piece of clothing, that little piece that'll cover the penis, that's out of the question, but for women to have that giant piece of clothing covering
cover
the boobs.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
John Connors, who graduated from Kennedy High School, do you know Kennedy High School?
Yeah.
South Side in the 70s, mm-hmm. disagrees with Coach Lewis's argument that freshman boys all had the exact same things, as if bullies weren't already
Hell
a problem
no.
in high school.
Freshman boys don't.
The nude rule opened up a whole new category of bullying opportunities. There were kids that were heckled and abused whose penis size was made fun of, he said. And then there were these two obese twins, and even then I remember feeling horrible for them having to stand there naked. I remember there was this big, tough burnout guy, and he had a really big dick, and he was always flipping it around to people, Connors says.
Well, this guy, did he take notes that he referred back to?
I love
what
that.
The hell is this?
I love that's his quote. I remember this big, tough burnout guy, he had a really big dick. And I don't think that happens today. I don't think freshmen going to Kennedy today have to deal with this bully guy, like, flipping his dick at you.
Who's the guy?
That's an actual quote in a story.
Who's the guy who was defending the policy?
That's Coach, what was his name?
I think we should contact the coach.
We could.
I mean, honestly.
Coach John Lewis, he might be kind of hard to find.
There is zero. There's no good reason. And I remember we used to hear that because everyone used to go, why the fuck do they make us swim nude? And a lot of people were horrified.
Is it a power thing? Is it just a weird power control over kids?
Well, it seemed kind of like a power thing because you didn't have a choice. Because I remember there were guys who were like, I think they even asked if they could wear, can you wear a suit if you want to? And they're like, no, absolutely not. You must be nude. And you know what else? They used to have life-saving. So you would be nude,
what?
Like pulling a guy to the side of the pool. I swear to God. Not kidding.
Where were you pulling him by?
With your, don't you put your arm around his neck? And
oh, kinda, his neck. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, funny.
Lane Tech graduate Robin Washington says that at his school, there was a routine body inspection by upperclassmen. Do you have that going on?
No.
Seniors wearing their bathing caps and nothing else would inspect you after the shower and before you got into the pool. They'd rub their hands on you to find dirt and send you back into the shower, sometimes two or three times.
What? And, Lane Tech sounds like they something was going on there.
Yeah, Ron Grossman, who also attended Lane Tech, said the suggestion was that if you did bother to ask, you were in danger of being classified as the in-between sex, if you catch my drift. That's his quote. Meaning that any guy, which I don't understand this logic, any guy who resisted group nudity in gym class must be gay. Which you would think
if
you
wouldn't resist it.
It would be the other way around.
The more I think about it, not that I spend a lot of time thinking about it, people hated it. Everyone hated it. Everyone thought it was totally weird.
A bunch of gay guys, huh?
So am I gay?
And
am I gay?
I do remember one thing very specifically. Is that there were a couple guys in the class. I believe it was two classes, 2 years. There were a couple guys who were not circumcised, and they used to take a lot of shit.
Oh, imagine that.
A lot of shit.
Uncircumcised.
There was like 50 naked schlongs in there.
So I'm shocked that uncirced guys got made fun of.
How did this happen to me?
James Mitchell, who grew up in Cabrini Green, the projects.
Oh, yeah.
He went to what's now called Lincoln Park High School, said he and his school buddies, quote, "We'll never talk about it."
What?
It's that scarring.
What, the life-saving got out of hand?
I guess he just...
That was locker room talk.
It's one thing we just will not talk about.
But you know how you hear things because of rumors when you're 13 or 14 or 15? And I remember distinctly that people would always go, why did they make us do that? And it would be like, well, if they had to buy everybody a swimsuit, then it would cost too much money. See? And even then, at that young age, you're like, well, they buy it for the girls.
Yep. Yeah, or, that's where all the whole budget
why can't
went
we
to
bring our own suits? And be like, nope, everybody has to have the same one.
That just that's what
everyone has the same suit or it'll ruin the pool. And they say that too, that well, see, the thing is with the swimsuits, that the materials and the threads and stuff, they get caught in the filter and it ruins a pool.
So the tide started turning at Kennedy High School in the mid-70s because boys started breaking glass bottles and throwing them in the pool. After they drained, cleaned, and filled the pool up again, they broke more bottles and threw them in the pool again. That's how much anxiety they were having, Connors remembers. They were committing misdemeanors just to avoid having to take off all their clothes in front of everybody.
It's not getting your clothes off. I mean, in gym class, people got dressed at their lockers. People took showers after gym. Some guys didn't. Or after, you know, sports, after practice or after a game or whatever. But you didn't go hang out nude for an hour.
Roosevelt High School coach Manny Weincord staged a different kind of protest. By the early 70s, he said boys were skipping class and weren't learning those important life-saving swimming skills because of the rule. The boys were sitting up in the balcony in their street clothes because they didn't want to get nude. You're taking a great activity always away from these boys, an activity that could save lives.
Yeah, so why don't you let them wear a little suit? Is it really going to fucking kill you?
Officials wouldn't budge. Weincord took matters into his own
hands. No, they'll never budge.
And he dropped the rule himself.
Swim with suits on? No! Never!
John Lewis has another
great... We'll always be nude!
Coach Lewis has another great quote in here. He contends, I never saw any boy being embarrassed or anything like that.
Oh,
he was
bullshit.
Totally fine with it. He also swam nude himself at Dunbar High School and didn't think much of it.
Oh, just because he's into it.
You've
got to make everyone else do it. Well, what do you mean never was a problem? In my class, just little me, in my class, a special ed guy was masturbating on the bench.
Jesus.
And would not stop until he was forced to. So don't tell me nothing weird ever happened. People were accused of getting boners all the time, too. Like, hey, Ian's been in the corner there for a long time. I think he's hard.
Oh, man. This guy, I think this is Coach Lewis again. He said a lot of them said, hey, that's what it meant to be a man. And that you buckle up and you do what you had to do. And there's nothing wrong with it. They had good, fun memories of it.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
You're
not about, a man,
Drew. Well, I told you that alongside this whole nude swimming thing was... Someone had a birthday party at the University Club downtown, and there, everyone swims nude because it's the manly thing to do. You don't have to wear a suit, so you don't wear a suit. And it was weird because, you know, you had to be told not to bring a suit.
Yeah.
Was it going to kill somebody if somebody wears a suit at the University Club?
Why?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
But so what, you can't wear one? That's what I never understood. Why can you never wear one?
I guess it's okay if you don't want to wear one, but why is it not okay if I do want to wear one?
Well, anyway, of course, everyone's just that was the topic of conversation all the way up to the party, was the fact that everyone had to swim nude and just how goofy that was.
It seems that Chicago was really
the epicenter of nude swimming.
The last ones to drop nude swimming.
Yeah. No, somebody was determined.
Yeah, Coach Lewis.
Sounds like it.
Nothing wrong with it. Man, no one ever complained. Coach Lewis sounds
weirdos.
Like a ball buster.
Weirdo. Literally. I had a lot of email that try to just kind of go through a lot of email and pull a few once a week or so. And I think my bloop of the week is in the email.
Oh, great.
See, where's the bloop of the week?
Bloop. Brandon, can you talk yet? What?
Nope.
Is that your computer card?
What in the hell is going on?
I don't know. It's fun to watch him talk with no words coming out, though.
Are you ready to blame our computer, the Zoom? Brandon.
Well, the drops play fine.
Operator Air.
Drops play fine out of the computer.
Well, that's perfectly
Brandon,
weird.
Do you blame your computer, Zoom, or our computer?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Fucking thing sucks.
We'll find out tomorrow.
I guess that's all of them.
Okay.
But that played out of that computer. So is it your
wait?
Wait. Oh. Oh, Hawk's going to translate.
Oh, cool.
This is going to be great.
I have an idea.
What is it, Hawk?
Hawk's been so quiet lately, too.
I think he's scared of coronavirus.
I will talk for Brandon.
I think he's scared of coronavirus, Hawk.
Okay, Hawk, what does Brandon think is the problem? He hasn't been able to talk for about a half an hour now. He looks terribly frustrated. Hawk? Hawk's thinking about it, I guess. Or no, he's asking Brandon. I can see him there.
Yeah, he's thinking.
He's off mic asking Brandon. Brandon's explaining it. Brandon's got his palms up in the air. Hawk's going,
I think Microsoft butt fucked us on an update.
I don't think it, though, because you sound fine. Update? And you can hear us through Zoom.
You are wrong, Mark.
What do you know, Hawk? You've been working on this computer stuff. Stay up in your ethereal plane, wherever you are.
Hawk, some people are saying that it's clearly operator error on Brandon's part or something on his computer. What makes Brandon so certain?
Nobody's saying that.
Everyone's saying it, Hawk. Everyone is.
What, Hawk, what makes you so sure there's nothing on Brandon's computer or operator error on Brandon's part in some way, shape, or form? You sound so cocky about it. Ooh, they're really having quite a conversation now. Okay, here comes Hawk. Heads up.
Cause Mark had issues with MLL, Rick.
But that issue has...
It took you guys that long to say that?
But that issue had been specifically fixed. So why does the microphone, which was working... Because Brandon, we started off the show, it had an echo.
Who's on Mark?
It had an echo. We took a break. We fixed that issue.
Why does it sound so direct? But I don't wrong, Mark.
I don't understand why the mic just doesn't work now at all.
Well, it was giving. He had one sperm. Then he had three.
Fucking thing sucks.
Now he's nothing.
Yeah. Now his sperm count is zero. Hawk, is your sperm? Why sperm? His Hawk sperm count seems perfectly fine. Why does Hawk have a perfectly normal sperm count, if not higher? And Brandon has a zero sperm count. What's up with that, Hawk?
Hawk?
I blew a nut in Natalie's girl's mouth, too.
He would, man. She looks like she'd be a good gyrator.
Oh, she'd be a great gyrator. I think she'd be into Hawk, actually.
Hello?
Why? So you really do think it's the power chair computer and not yours?
Yeah, I do, because I'm getting all my levels from my Focusrite and everything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, sound call sucks on that phone. Jeez.
So maybe it's Zoom. Are you muted on Zoom? Maybe you're just muted on Zoom.
No, I'm definitely not muted on Zoom, but I can mute and unmute and see what happens.
And you can change what microphone you use and everything, your audio input?
I can.
And that doesn't do anything? Because you were working just fine when we restarted.
I don't know.
How mad are you? Scale of 1 to 10.
You know, I'm pretty mad because it's not just this issue that we're having audio-wise. We're also having issue with our file sharing. So I'm really struggling to get drops out, and you know,
I don't think you're struggling to get drops out. The audience doesn't hear it either.
Well, when I try to search for things, it's not populating now. It's because of this Windows update. It totally screwed us, and I think we need to try to go back on it, uninstall it. It's riveting radio. I should hang up and just kind of participate.
I think it is riveting radio. I miss you. Nobody knows.
I need to get back. You know what? You know what today is? Hold on a second. I'm going to cue something up.
What is
real
today?
Quick.
Okay.
Today is a very special day. All right. Hells yeah. You know what today is, Mark?
I have no idea what today is.
Yahoo! Today is my 100th episode from quarantine.
It is? Really? Congratulations.
100? Can you believe 100 episodes?
Honestly, it feels like a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 5 months.
I want to come back.
Well, come on back, then.
I can't drive yet.
Uber.
Yeah, I might have to.
You seem so sad.
A celebration. All right.
All right, bye.
I'm going to hang out the phone with you and still be on the show.
Okay. It was such riveting radio that Drew left, too. So just stuck with me now. Today's been a total disaster. Hey, speaking of Uber, there was a story on Solo Detroit. We had Steve Neveling on, who writes for the Metro Times. I think he still does Motor City Muckraker, but he's really with the Metro Times. And he did a big story on Benny Napoleon, the Wayne County Sheriff, and how he has raised all these funds from donations from people like Gaspar Fiore, who was indicted and convicted. I believe he's convicted, and a couple other people. And Neveling went through every purchase he made of this money, and there's so many questionable purchases, and a lot of travel, too, which I don't know how many sheriffs traveled. It's kind of an interesting interview, but the reason I bring it up is because when I said Uber...
Like what, Mark?
When I brought up Uber, one of the purchases that he had made was one single Uber ride for $571. How far do you have to go, and what kind of surge pricing do you have to do or be involved in where it's going to cost you $571? How far of a ride is that Uber? It doesn't make any sense. But it's a
surge prices.
I suppose, yeah, because he did spend a lot of the money on Detroit Lions games. He loved to spend time at the casinos. He loved going to Italian restaurants. He loved going to Hooters. But he traveled to just so many various locations in the past 4 years. It's incredible.
Hooters kicks ass.
And Neveling asked him about it, and he was like, no, I got to be in touch with my community. What do you want me to do? He had an excuse for every expenditure, too. So,
who are you talking about?
Benny Napoleon. Steve Neveling was on Solo Detroit.
Because
he went through all his expenditures.
What enticed him to go through all his expenditures?
I think he might have had a tip.
Uh-huh.
But it's an incredible...
I spent one steak and hookers, too big deal.
he had a tip, did he?
I'm guessing, I don't know, maybe Neveling. Neveling is he's a really good reporter. He'll go deep.
No, he's good. He's good on the air, too.
He's the one that got the Adobe Selma flare audio on Jim Fouts.
What did Steve mention anything specifically that seemed particularly egregious or not?
All of it. Drew, the whole list is just amazing, the amount of money he spent on. I think the Lions tickets were probably the most surprising. But I was telling Brandon...
Oh, Lions tickets paid for by...
By donors.
Donors. Oh, how nice.
A lot of travel.
Well, you know, I got to
tell you. And I asked him, and you can hear it on Solo Detroit, I asked him, so what about Bouchard? Does he do as much traveling as this? He said, absolutely not. He goes, not only that, the amount of money that Napoleon raised is far beyond... what Bouchard does, which is interesting because that's actually somewhat of a contest in Oakland County,
mm-hmm.
running for sheriff. But in Wayne County, it's no contest at all. He's never had a significant challenge.
I just want to throw
incredible
up
story.
At the people who run things and what they're able to get away with. Not so much the people in private industry, because they hopefully, especially if they started, you know, without a trust fund,
mm-hmm.
they know the value of a dollar. They know... Or they're more inclined to not want to just blow money out their ass, whereas, you know, people that grow up with it growing on trees, they don't really know the value of a dollar. But these government people, it's not their money. Yeah. So
here's the
and,
first.
And I think honestly, you'll find the most responsible people when they're spending money that is not their own. They're even more careful with it because yeah. they feel like it's not my money. I got to really account for every cent and make sure it is spent responsibly.
Since 2016, Benny Napoleon has received $525,000 in political donations, second most from any local official, the most being Mayor Mike Duggan.
Right.
But
I was going to say, that's a lot more than I would think he would raise. There got to be some major favors in there.
Well, let's see.
Seriously, how many people think they could benefit from giving Benny Napoleon money? There's only so many.
That's a great question. Great question. The campaign, quote unquote, has spent $63,000 on restaurant tabs, $65,000 on hotels, $29,000
wait a
on
second.
Flights.
Time out.
$6,100
on Uber. Where does he travel to? Anywhere in the area that he's running in, you can get there driving your car in an hour.
50 out-of-state flights.
What? Who's he trying to reach out of state? Nobody out of state can even vote for him.
He says he travels a lot for law enforcement conferences, social justice forums. Boy, does that sound
Let
like a...
Let the men party. Okay, you guys what, are party poopers.
What was he running for?
He's Wayne County sheriff, isn't he? That's his, Wayne County sheriff.
Do they really need to go to that many? And they can't Zoom any of these conferences? They don't do any of these? You have to be there? Are they all in Hawaii, by the way?
He was running for mayor once, right?
Did Steve say where he was traveling to? I got to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, New York City, San Francisco, Cleveland, San Antonio, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Orlando, Philadelphia, Fairborn,
Las
Georgia,
Vegas.
Robinsonville, Mississippi, Los Angeles, San Diego, New
Is
Orleans, Pasadena,
what the fuck?
Kissimmee, Aventure, Florida, Pikesville, Maryland, Reno, Nevada, Baltimore, Atlanta, Hollywood, Florida, Sacramento, California, Boston, Chicago, Lexington, Kentucky.
And this is over the course of his time, or is this while he's running for
this
office?
This is all, well, both. I mean, it's
stop such... ignoring me, you dicks.
2016. let's see. In April 2015, he racked up $842 for meals at 6 restaurant visits in Kissimmee, Florida, $159 at a golf club in Davenport. Less than a month later, he spent $1,153 at Signature Front, a luxury hotel on the Vegas Strip, $291 at 2 steakhouses, $87 on 2 Hooters visits. Less than 2 weeks later, $215 at a country club in Orlando that summer. His campaign paid for visits to D.C., Baltimore, Fairborn.
What a crock of shit. Loved going
to casinos, too, by the
really?
Way.
Really? Yeah. And the people that do his job, you mentioned Bouchard does not typically travel.
According to Neveley, he looked at it. It's not, he doesn't even raise even close to that amount
of
money.
First of all, there's so many things that you just don't have to travel for now because we have an internet. We have an amazing ability to exchange information. So you don't have to be there and get it from somebody who's speaking. I mean, that's really ridiculous. And honestly, it kind of leads me into something I really wanted to talk about. And it could wait a day, but I really don't want it to wait a day.
I once spent $5,000 at Hooters in Georgia. $50 on wings, $4,950 on gyrating Hooters girls.
Thanks, Hawk. I thought you were speaking for Brandon, not for yourself, Hawk. I guess when there's an opening, Hawk's going to fill it, right?
Well,
fuck
Hawk
Brandon.
Did you see this fraud? The feds said a state worker helped steal $1 million in pandemic aid.
I thought it was $2 million.
This is $1 million.
Yeah, with the one guy on the inside and one guy on the outside. All fake Social Security numbers.
His barber's wife.
How?
I don't know why that makes it worse.
I want to know how the guy on the inside is able to gather control over all the fake Social Security numbers. Because it said that he's the one that sort of smoothed them through or, you know, avoided them getting a red flag.
Yeah,
how is it that someone can just access whatever, you know, they want.
Yeah, those specific cases.
Doesn't that sound weird?
You would think they'd be working on random cases
exactly.
as they come in. Yeah, and your $2 million, I think, comes for, the loss was $1,011,000, but he tried to facilitate another $761,000 that apparently didn't go through.
Piece of shit.
Hey, when there's...
And was this discovered by that fabulous computer program that they got?
Yeah, right.
Did they say how they found out?
The one with no customer service?
Yeah.
You know what? They don't say how they busted them, how the feds busted them.
The reason that intrigued me, this whole business of all these fake expenses, well, he alleges that there's nothing wrong with his traveling, but it certainly sounds a little strange, is that in reading about the fall from grace of Jerry Falwell Jr., and by the way, it is not a fall from grace. That would be somebody who just, you know, has a stumble or something.
I nailed his wife, too.
was Falwell there watching in his Speedo, as we learned that, you know, that was the new interview that Giancarlo did?
I mean, if I was on top of his wife, that would really make me excited to see him in the Speedo. It'd
probably make you last longer.
It might. Right? Yeah, it would.
Maybe he asked for it. Should we try calling that guy? I have a phone number for him.
Yeah, let's try him in a minute. First, I just wanted to point out that they're calling it today. I know this happened. I saw it on CNN. I saw it on CBS. And I think I saw it somewhere else where it was called a fall from grace, which would indicate that this is some wonderful human being who just had a stumble, you know, like Jim Baker claimed to have when he, oh, yeah, that I just happened to rape Jessica Hahn one night, although she said it was rape. He didn't.
Or Swigert when.
Yeah, Swags.
I have sinned against you, my lord.
That's a great drop, by the way. Do we not have that drop?
We used to have it. I don't know. Nobody knows where it is.
That's got to be available, though. Anyway, this is a trust fund baby. His dad built Liberty University. And for, I'm trying to think who the quote was. Let's see. Oh, I think it was, he resigned. He resigned to protect the reputation of Liberty University that he and his family spent their lives building. He did nothing for the reputation of Liberty Baptist. His father raised all the money with his church. This guy is just a spoiled fucking privileged brat kid of Jerry Falwell. And he's got that university mixed up in bullshit constantly. He is not a fall from grace. He's a scumbag from day one. And they need to look at his tax returns because there's some really interesting things going on. First of all the traveling that he did with this first string dick and his wife.
First string dick.
You mean to tell me that you don't think those will be business trips or those will be won't be something that he writes off? Which, you know, people in his position typically write off all kinds of traveling. I'll bet you these three went to numerous places that are written off.
You're assuming, though, that he was paying for it to begin with and not having, say, Liberty University pay for it.
But it's the same difference. If Liberty University is paying for it, then it's probably written off. It's probably an expense.
Nailing my wife is tax deductible.
He is such a complete fucking phony. And to think that he spoke at the 2016... the presidential nomination, this asshole spoke, not to mention the fact that look at all the assholes speaking this year. Hunter Biden, his sister, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump.
Nicholas Sandman.
I would think he deserves to speak more than these other brats of the candidates. This is the most important election in the world.
Herschel Walker.
Okay, Herschel Walker. He's pretty cool. I was amazed he got Herschel Walker to speak, by the way. But back to Falwell, the man of God. I'm a man of God. I could give a shit about him wearing a Speedo and watching his wife get nailed by someone who can actually get the job done.
Yeah, but it's hypocritical, so that's kind of nice.
He's using Liberty University money, and he also was using Liberty University money to smooth out his little kinky lifestyle. There are other cases, one really strange one, where Liberty University property that they own is sold to this guy who had a little too close relationship to Becky Falwell. It's reported. Yeah. And this guy got some amazing deal on this property. And I think, in fact, that when all is said and done, that he pretty much gave this property to this guy. But it's Liberty Baptist's property. It's the college's land, and somehow this guy got it for virtually nothing and started up this tennis businesses. Like, he rents courts out and all that, and the Liberty Baptist teams all practice there.
Oh interesting.
Yeah, so is somebody gonna look into that? Is somebody gonna look into this deal too, that where he, this guy, somehow borrows $1.8 million? Is this Falwell's personal money? Does it have anything to do with the school?
For the youth hostel?
Yeah, the gay-friendly youth hostel. And I have no problem with gay-friendly, but this is a guy who rails. I mean, what, you can't even dance if you're in that college,
well,
right?
Well, Falwell and his wife got in trouble because they were dancing with drinks in their hands down in Miami last year, which apparently is against the honor code of Liberty University.
So this guy would have you believe that
he's a man of God.
He just doesn't do anything. There's no sin whatsoever in my life. And here he's got multiple dudes banging his wife while he watches in a Speedo, which might be the worst part, the fact he's wearing a Speedo.
Now, remember yesterday when he's like...
Wait, you didn't pack my Speedo? I can't masturbate to this guy fucking you in my trunks. The fuck?
My trunks. How is it supposed to peek out?
And by the way, what about that little hottie in the picture with him?
Yeah.
I mean, she is smoking hot, and he's also around a lot of other hot women. There's got to be more to come here. I have to believe there are more people coming forward in this thing.
That picture with the pants zipped down. Do you remember what his excuse was for that? He said it was
a costume party?
What costume is that?
Hey, it's Mike. Got my pants zipped down costume with my girlfriend who has her pants zipped down. That is so good.
How can you say it's a costume party?
I know, and no
There's
one
no
said
costume.
Anything. No one even said anything. It's like, oh, well, they were at a costume party, apparently.
Oh, okay.
What?
Well, Brandon pulled the picture up, or Hawk did. But what a ridiculous costume that would be if it was a costume.
And, you know, it almost looks like this
he
chick
looks like
is
a
really.
Fucking creep now.
Doesn't
he?
Doesn't she look like she's into him, too?
Yeah,
which is disgusting. She's hot as hell. This guy's just born into zillions of dollars. He's an absolute fucking zero. And he's done. And the other thing he said today was.
He looks like a drunk Blake Shelton.
He does.
Did you hear what he said when he announced today? Because
that he's free at last.
Yeah, free at last.
Free at last. Free at last. He's basically quoting Martin Luther King.
He quoted the whole
which
way.
Is disgusting. Free at last. No,
there's some things in common.
Yeah, I guess there might be. But
in the words of Martin Luther King Jr., he said that when life knocks you on your butt, you jump back up and start throwing haymakers.
He lied like a motherfucker. First of all, he lies about who he is. I mean, that's the big lie. This is not a fall from grace. He never was at grace. He never got close to grace. And now, you know, after he's busted, he says, oh, it's crazy. She had an affair. I was so upset I lost 80 pounds. I didn't know anything about it. What? How dare he?
That's not.
So he just one lie after another lie after another lie. The costume party lie. What kind of a man of God is this? He's lying more often than he's telling the truth.
Because he lies enough and people believe it. And so why not keep lying? You're emboldened. When you lie and people believe you, why would you stop lying? That's, you know why he stepped down from Liberty? It's not because of this. It's because, quote, I'm leaving because I think I've done all I can. It's better to leave at the top. And then he adds.
Wait, he said it's better to leave when you're on top?
Yeah.
But he's never on top. That other guy was.
And then he adds.
By the way, who's the next stunt dick they're bringing in for him?
Well, now they can be totally open and swing. It's not illegal. I mean, it's just against the honor code and everything he preaches. He said, I have not broken any rules that apply to a staff member at Liberty.
You know.
What is there some kind of severance pay he wants or
the
needs?
The fuck
or?
Is he talking about?
I don't know.
He's got another couple hundred whoppers coming up to try and salvage his retirement or whatever.
There's got to be something along.
I can't wait till this guy is stripped of all the money he's suckling out of this university. Because honestly, wait till you see this land deal this other guy got who was a little too close to Becky. Yo, he's fucking
Becky. He's worth $100 million right now.
Not to mention all the other people that he may have paid off in some way.
I bet you anything he ends up landing with some other lobbying group for churches or something like along that line. Or
oh, that would make sense.
Some national group that's religious of some sort. Because he has the name.
But he's a zero.
I know.
He's a complete fucking zero. He can't even fuck his wife.
Well, he can. She just likes it better from someone else.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear any of the audio, by the way? Because the audio is being
released. The phone call. Let's play the phone call between. This is the wife talking to the pool boy, and she's a little jealous because he's been banging some people his own age. And, of course, Jerry Falwell and his Speedo pops in once in a while.
Give me a second to find it. I'm trying to see where we. Was it on
Daily Mail, I think.
Oh, Daily Mail. Okay. I got to find it.
I'm sure it was all over the place. But he sounds like such a weenie when he jumps in there.
Sounds like the cuck that he is.
Mm-hmm. I'd bang her.
Hawk, you did? I thought you went for the younger guys, Hawk.
No, but I would.
Oh, you would? Okay. Would you really? Because Hawk, he's got some pretty hot women gyrating around him. I wasn't sure if Becky Falwell would make the cut. She's attractive.
She's not.
She looks like she'd be a freak in bed.
She would.
Yeah,
you're right.
She's not bad.
Yeah, she could make it a lot of fun.
Do you think she's mad at Falwell for throwing her entirely under the bus?
She'd swallow 7 NBA loads.
Oh.
Hawk. Come on, Hawk. Well, you really made Brandon laugh.
Here it is.
You mean swallow kids?
Yeah,
swat a lot of kids.
I love referring to that. Great to refer to that.
It's pretty funny.
Kids. Hang on. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, this guy's such a tool. They have got to nail this guy. Of course, he has so many connections that I'm sure they'll never bother to go into his tax return, but they should. But they'd find a lot.
Oh, here we go. Hang on. Wow, this is a slow lead up here. Here we go.
All right. Tom's been very busy lately. Studying.
Yeah, so.
His new thing is, like, telling me every time he hooks up with people. Like, I don't have feelings or something.
You're going to make her jealous.
Not trying.
So that's him jumping in going, you're going to make her jealous. Because he's banging other chicks.
Like a week ago, I was in tears for a whole freaking day.
She was in tears.
He's like, I hooked up with this girl on Tinder, and then I got her an Uber. And I'm like, completely depressed.
Come on. You don't care.
Maybe
about
the
me
more
anymore.
You tell me, the more I'll get used.
You don't care about me anymore, Becky.
Huh?
You don't care about me anymore.
Really? Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she sounds hungry.
Yeah, that's why.
I just tell you because you're my best friend, right?
So. I know. I'm trying to be okay and like accepting that position, but I'm kind of into
boring.
Meanwhile, Fall was listening in the whole time.
I'm trying to. I've changed a lot. I've moved on. I've matured.
Yep.
Matured.
I'm not as crazy as I used to be, I would think. I don't think.
No, you're
so
not.
Yeah, this is just, huh?
No, you're perfect.
Fake!
Yeah,
you're fine.
Keep that up. Yeah, this is just new. I don't know. The whole, I was always in the, you know, even before when you weren't dating somebody, it just kind of threw me for a loop.
Did you bang my wife?
Man, she sounded like she needed it.
God almighty.
She sounded like she needed it, and Falwell's just not.
What an info. Well, Falwell, I don't think Falwell will get more than 5'8". So she needs some.
Just mashing in there.
She needs some 21-year-old 9'8" diamond cutting stuff.
Pool boy.
Needs a bowl.
God, she's got a. She has a piercing voice, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Jeez. We got a Jazzerzabian sound to her. Well, this fuck, you know, I hope this doesn't just drift out of the news and go bye-bye, because I have a feeling there's a lot more to that story.
It will. It'll disappear. It'll move on to something else. It always does.
I'm still hit it.
And if this fuck ends up getting hired as a lobbyist or something, I know, no, you're probably right.
National group will hire him because he's got names and he knows people that he can raise and suck money out of.
Oh, man. And hey, to act like he and his family worked so hard. No, you didn't do shit.
Hey, he's going out on top, baby.
How dare he say that? What a moron.
Dork.
Good God.
Oh, there's a bunch of football teams that are mad at Liberty's football team, too. They don't trust their COVID response, and they're on their schedule.
They were back in school. Remember in April or whatever? Falwell, that dope, actually brought them back to school.
Yeah, but
and they had COVID cases almost immediately.
Syracuse is like, I don't know if we want to play you guys. We don't know what's been going on down there. They're like, no, everything's fine. Hugh Freeze said, hey, we haven't had a positive test in 2 weeks. Everything's great. Which I don't know if I'd believe anything Hugh Freeze says either.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know the Golden State Killer? We never talked about his sentencing.
I knew he was... Yeah. I mean, that thing's been in the news for a while. I mean, from a lot of different angles, but what happened?
Well, I think the most interesting thing is that video's been released now of the Golden State Killer. We've all seen him, right, in the court?
Yeah, he's in the wheelchair.
Yeah, looking totally feeble. Yeah, now video's been released of him in his cell climbing on furniture and walking around and bebopping and just being A-OK.
Of course.
Just like Johnny D did when they sent him back to Germany.
Well, that ought to be... perjury for showing up in a courtroom in a wheelchair every day when you can walk just fine. That's fucking bullshit.
I kind of agree, man.
He kind of looks like Johnny D, too.
Oh, thanks for listening to the podcast, Hawk. Just reference Johnny D.
Mm. Tomorrow we have Mr. Skin on. You want to hit the outro? Mr. Skin talking about his movie, Skin. Yes. He financed the movie. I think is he an executive producer?
I hate this show.
I don't know if that's Hawk or if that's Hawk speaking.
Hawk will love the movie.
Now, Mike.
Fuck this technology.
And we'll have the new Balloon Boy on.
Yeah. Get to beat up on an 8-year-old.
I think it's amazing what he did. He's
I'm proud of him.
An unbelievably amazing kid.
I don't want to find out this thing was tethered. That's all I'm saying.
Is his mom hot?
I don't know. Is Bloom the new Balloon Boy mom?
I
don't know who she is.
I've not seen his mom.
I only know his dad, Tarp.
That's a cool first name. Tarp!
It's pretty wild.
His last name is Head, too, so his name is Tarp Head.
Tarp Head!
He's a very nice guy when I talk to him.
Okay. And, of course, we'll have the results of another exciting night at the RNC with Tiffany Trump. I'm rooting for Tiffany Trump. I hope she gives a great speech because she is the underdog family member who seems to get dumped on all the time, gets no attention from daddy.
No, I have no qualms with who has qualms with Tiffany Trump. She hasn't
done anything.
No, frankly, I don't even know why she's on there.
I'm not sure either.
As long as I don't have to get yelled at again by Donald Trump Jr. or Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh my God, she was wild.
I turned it on. And I felt like I was getting. I felt like I was in trouble. I don't know what I did wrong.
I could not believe. I completely forgot she was married to Gavin Newsom.
Yeah,
he was married to her.
Yeah.
God, that seemed bizarre to me.
Yeah, well, because he's a Democrat and the governor of California, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, she's on Fox News.
I think she wore the pants in that family.
Boy, she is tough. All right, everybody, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow with Skin.
Skin!
Kim is hot, I've hit it.
Not a big lead up into this one. Well, it's the weekend, so naturally I'm feeling no pain. The night wears on.
Keeping late hours.
Oh, yeah, keeping late hours. Time for bed, about 2:30-ish. So go to bed, and then I wake up. Oh, it must have been, oh, man, maybe this time, maybe like 3:30 in the morning. So I woke up, had to go to the bathroom. So head off to the bathroom.
Boy, I hate that.
Yeah, I can't stand. Boy, that makes me mad.
I'm like a half sleepwalker.
Yes.
And half awake.
Yep.
And weird things happen when I get up in the middle of the night.
Me too. Me too, Drew. And this was the weirdest one ever.
Nothing this weird, but.
So usually I don't end up smoking when I got up. But of course, you know, I was still feeling kind of no pain.
Well, it's still Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so I end up carrying a cigarette with me, and I decide that my bathroom escapade is going to involve a little more
a numero dos.
Yeah. Yeah, which was shocking.
Sweet.
To me, and really made me mad, because I don't want to deal with that in the middle of the night when I'm half asleep.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's an awful lot to have to expel in the middle of your sleep pattern.
I kind of think of that as an afternoon activity or a morning type thing. But generally when the sun is up. I don't deal with an issue like that when it's dark out.
Yeah, you can't really appreciate it, can you?
No, not at all. And so, so anyway. So I sit down, which is very dangerous because I'm really tired, you know. And when I sit down, when I'm really tired, I'm known to go out. And I've actually slept on the toilet upwards of 2 hours.
Yeah, you have rather infamously, many of the mornings when you have been late or close to late, it's because you fell asleep on the toilet.
Exactly.
In fact, I'm amazed at how often that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. And I've gotten in this habit where it really feels nice to take a load off and just sit down. And boy, you get comfortable.
Take
really
a load quick. Off.
And you get comfortable really quick. Mm-hmm. But boy, if you go 2 hours, I've noticed I literally have to peel my legs off the seat.
Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down in the bathroom to pee?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
You pussy.
No, but I'm true. I'm so
you're
exhausted.
Sitting down in the bathroom to pee.
You think it's bad? You ought to try it in the middle. I'm talking about in the middle of the night, not during the daytime. In the middle of the night, when you're in that sleepwalking thing, sit down and tell me it's not sweet.
It's probably a lot safer.
It's pretty damn nice. But I go right out, boom, and then have to peel my legs off the seat. I mean, it's unbelievable.
A couple hours later, yeah.
And then I'm afraid to look at the clock to see how much time has gone by, because I can tell based on how easy it is to peel my legs off the seat how long I've been out. I can almost to the minute. I can come within 10 minutes. And so in those two-hour ones when it's like just impossible, I almost need a putty knife to get myself off the toilette, that's a two-hour one, that it's a, quote, bad one. You know, or I'll hear Trish in the other room going, Michael! Like, geez, you know. You know, and then what'll happen, too, on those two-hour deals, you know, I carry this little blue light with me, like, those, you know, those little lights for your car keys?
You have a nightlight you carry with you around at night?
Yeah, to lead my way to the bathroom, yeah. Now, Mark, you have one of those, don't you? You carry
this
a light?
This is a quite revealing story, I have to say.
I know, I got a whole system down.
In the morning, I use my cell phone a la Larry Harris. Was it Larry Harrison who used it? Michigan Wolverine who exposed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Illuminated his penis with his cell phone.
With his cell phone? Oh, I should try that.
So
anyway, I had this little blue light. And so when I wake up after 2 hours, the light will be burning away on the ground. My glasses on the ground.
Is that the function?
I'll find my glasses next to the toilet. The blue light will be over here burning away.
It's a must-go toilet.
Is that the function of the blue light, by the way? Is it supposed to be a night light, quote-unquote, or just a flashlight?
I keep it next to the bed, like, you know what I mean? If I wake up and I want to find something, I need something, and then I'll just flip it on. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just a little, it's like a little push button thing.
Rather than wake up the whole bedroom.
Yeah, instead of turning on the light and the whole, you know, the whole bedroom is illuminated, just flick on this little light. It's actually really cool. Works out great. So anyway, going back to a couple of weeks ago, 2:30, I have to get up, and then, yeah, uno dos, so numero dos.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, God damn, I hate that. Middle of the night. Sit down. Well, I had the cigarette with me, right? So I take care of the situation and the ensuing paperwork. And there was so much.
Please, I must go toilet.
There was so much paperwork. I think there's less paperwork involved in closing a home sale than there was.
Pretty major cloud deck.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like an 8,000-foot cloud deck.
And were there courtesy flushes or are we just talking major cloud deck?
No. Yeah, just cloud deck.
Because you're doing this half asleep and half awake, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I just started building a thunderhead without really even realizing it. I had my own thunderhead building, like those summer afternoon thunderheads.
Hey, that sounds pretty nasty. How about a courtesy flush over there?
And I built one of those. So and all the while too, I've got the cigarette dangling from my mouth and all this stuff. So I've got everything going.
That's
right?
Dangerous too, because the cigarette may drop out. I don't know if you got a wood floor in there, but you know, you lose that cigarette and
yeah, it's just a linoleum or tile or whatever.
Oh,
you know?
Tile. A tile can handle a cigarette burn. Mm-hmm. You're okay there.
Yep. And boy, have I tested it more than once.
What a cigarette lit, like 6 inches long as 5-inch burn.
You got it.
On your tile floor.
There it is.
It won't burn a tile floor, though, will they?
No. Yeah, okay. It's unfazed.
You're good.
Yeah, it's just a big cleanup, though.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got this summer afternoon thunderhead that I've built. And I've got the cigarette going, and it's 3:30 in the morning, and I'm dangerously, I'm walking the line, right? This is one of those things where I can pass clean. So what ends up happening, I'm done with a cigarette, right? And so a lot of times I'll just kind of open my leg and go, throw it down there, right?
Yeah, sure. You love the sound.
It's cool. I love the sound when it hits the toilet water. So I take the cigarette and go, you know, and throw it down between my legs. And promptly, boom, pass out. Out like a light.
Ooh.
Out like a light.
Yikes.
And this is one of these things where I'm going to be out, and I'm probably going to wake up in an hour or two with my glasses on the ground.
And peel yourself off.
On the ground. Yeah. And peel myself off the toilet. It's going to be one of those because it's Saturday night.
Can I guess?
You know?
Although at least the cigarette is in the toilet.
And the cigarette's been disposed of, taken care of, so, as opposed to burning away on the floor. So somewhere along the line, I start to come up into consciousness. And I started thinking, like, something hurt. Something seems, something's a... And I started the toilet paper on fire,
with
which started
cigarette.
My balls on fire. I started a huge fire that set my balls on fire, and I singed my sack, and I was in so much pain, you can't believe it.
I did it. And it was because that paper, apparently, you know what I mean? That no water really
touched
it.
Yeah, you built up such a cloud that some of the paper just went to the side, didn't land in the water.
Yes, you got it. It was just dry paper.
And you flipped your cigarette right into the paper that was stuck on the side.
Without having a clue that I did that, because I was so out of it.
That's about a one in a million. I wonder if anybody
That's
else has ever done that.
Never happened to me, ever.
Has anyone else ever done that?
And my nuts felt just like curious. A rug burn for like a week. That's why I didn't tell Trish. I was too embarrassed. Because she would have been like, oh, Michael, oh, jeez.
You would have been in trouble.
I would have been in trouble for being so grossly irresponsible.
I'm going to have your ass burned.
Although I have to say in your defense, that's a pretty freaky set of circumstances.
Yeah,
I mean, that is totally not to be expected. That,
yeah.
A, the paper's going to land in some...
some area of...
where there's no water.
Right.
And B, that the cigarette's going to hit the dry paper.
Yeah.
That's pretty
unusual. Yeah, and it's the slope of the toilet, by the way. It's the design of the toilet that has that area where, you know, it's going to be dry anyway.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean? You know
okay.
those toilets?
Right.
Some toilets, you know, you would wonder how you
it's
can
one of
build
those,
up...
like, rectangular or long, oblong toilets?
Yeah, sort of an oblong toilet that's back there, exactly. So
right.
you do have that sort of driveway.
Almost like a circular football field.
Yeah.
So did
and
you
we can,
catch
we can
the
refer
paper?
To it as a driveway down to the cement pond.
So when the
and then the garage
up,
down underwater.
Did you, was there a flame that came up, or was this, like, heat and smoke?
Mike, I'm assuming there was a flame because...
that would have had to have been three or four
absolutely.
Inch flame.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Oh.
So you probably were dreaming that you were in pain of some kind.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you woke up and realized,
I am in pain.
Yeah.
Smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
You know, okay. You know what? That drop fits like a glove.
Because I've had those deals where I'm dreaming I have a stomach ache, and then I wake up and I have,
a stomach ache.
Oh, I hate that.
Ooh, that's the worst. There's nothing like waking up and having have cramps.
Wow, what a
story.
So
are we blistered?
Oh, you believe that?
Are we blistered?
Yeah, are it we was, third degree, fourth
no, no, no,
degree,
you
fifth
know what?
Degree?
It was kind of a red, like a rug burn kind of a thing, you know what I mean?
I don't think I want to know much more than that.
It wasn't pleasant for a while. It felt sunburned for a while.
Are the hair follicles at all affected?
Yeah, but there wasn't all that. Well.
You got some stubble going out?
Yeah. There's some stubble at this point in time. It's kind of like a forest that's been devastated by it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a couple of airplanes went by and dumped some orange powder on there, you know. You know, after you see those forests, they're devastated.
Yes.
And you have all the stumps and then.
I got you. Oh, man, is that funny.
Oh, man.
Has anyone
never
else...
happened to me in my life, never happened since. I doubt it'll ever happen again.
Anyone else ever done that? 313-298-WRIF. Or drewmike@wrif.com.
Has anyone started a fire in their toilet?
I bet you that's happened before. I bet you there's at least one person who could tell us something like that. But
well,
you know what?
We
got to get.
Makes sense, just real quick. Doesn't it make sense that that could happen to people quite a bit that have been
drinking
heavily?
Sure, absolutely. Well, when there's alcohol involved, anything is possible.
Yeah, when you're drunk and you're a smoker and you go to the bathroom, I would think that would be a sit and duck. But anyway.